And your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang open.
You my mom. I'm yours.
Certainly back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Obedient Ashley.
A couple of real motherfuckers.
1027 WNEW. Yes, and in the studio this afternoon, Adam Ferrara, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, Adam's in, man.
Hi, boy.
Out of nowhere, he decided to stop by and say hi to his pals.
Yes. Bet Hillary doesn't get bumped from Letterman.
Okay. Adam came in.
I bet you my girlfriend doesn't get oral favors from a page.
Yeah, huh?
Wow.
So, yeah, Adam was supposed to do Letterman last time he was on the show. What, last week?
Man. You know what I like? Every time I come in here, we're going to break your balls for a little bit. First, it's you dated my sister. Then it's the Olive Garden commercial. Then I think you nailed me on the Love Boat episode I did.
I missed that damn thing. You better have a tape of that.
I want to play all the tapes of that. Are you kidding me?
Because I got to see that. No, you were on Adam was on an episode of the new Love
the
Boat.
The new Love Boat.
Oh, don't start. Do you want me to say some of the early songs you wrote?
Thank you, no.
Okay.
Boy, we got a lot of crap on
here. Oh, Tara.
I didn't write that. That was Joe Buck's song.
Oh, Joe Buck wrote that?
Yeah, my brother wrote that one.
All right.
That one sucked.
Wait, how did I... Wait. There's too much going on here.
What? Yeah.
What was the song?
For two people.
Me and Anthony.
Yeah, right?
Not really. If he sung a song called Dara,
but Joe wrote it.
Now, there's a lot... The early collections of As Is... spelled A-Z-I-Z, which is the name of like 90% of the cab drivers.
All right. Yeah.
That was the name of one of your fans?
As Is.
You think I named it?
Okay.
Look, I showed up drunk to sing. That was the extent of it.
Now you're Jim Morrison.
I didn't move equipment. I didn't write the song.
Now you're Jim Morrison. But before, when you were going,
my voice. He's walking around with an ascot and an Atmos.
Oh, yeah, right. Don't come back. I must keep everybody away. Why? Because we're doing... What was that song? All you used to do the boss gas Lido, and I can't hit the Lido.
That's it. The Lido shuffle.
The Lido shuffle.
Get out of here.
Miss the boat. It's breaking up. I need more mist in my throat. Can we transpose this to my key?
I've seen it work, it man. Yeah. After a gig, it's hilarious.
Jesus.
The rest of his band is like shuffling the equipment back to the van, and and there's Ann drinking his Budweiser at the bar, going, "Hey man,
tell me more about my eyes."
Come on. What do you expect? And that was a while ago.
That was fun, though. I like them because I used to run the lights. And Anthony, like, would build, you know, he's a mad scientist, for God's sake.
Yep.
You know, you leave something at his house, he MacGyvers it into a helicopter. It was toothpicks and a rubber band. Not anymore. It's the Spruce Goose, too. So he used to hook up the light board. With like you had like these big rubber Lilco gloves,
yeah.
The 220 off the pole.
Yeah.
You had to actually open up the circuit breaker box in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And clamp on these big, looked like jumper cables.
They were jumper cables.
Onto the 220 bolts, onto the 2110 legs coming out of the box.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're live. You can't shut it off because the club is running.
Yeah.
So you'd have to sit there with big rubber gloves on
and it was like Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams. Because if those things touched, he could electrocute himself.
Oh, wow.
So he would take the 220 lines and he would channel it through all this stuff into an old Atari board. Remember Atari board with the four switches? And that's what we had, four channels of lights. And that's how we would move the lights.
That was when the original light board broke, my friend, and I had to rig it.
Oh, the one you built. That
shop the one I stole.
Oh, the one you stole.
Yeah. Some stupid lighting company in Jersey rented us lights. We never brought them back.
You know what I like? The terrorists try to get the deposit back on the van. He doesn't bring back a light.
Yeah, remember that? Wow. Too funny.
Well, that was many, many years ago,
Many,
Adam.
Many years ago.
And, of course, we do dredge up these things and things that you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know why. It's not interesting at all.
No. It's amusing to us.
But we were saying you got bumped from Letterman. That's
yes,
where it started.
And it was
last week.
And
there's a lot of people on the phone that feel bad for you.
Thank you.
Kathleen?
Yeah, I wanted to know, how many times have you been bumped from Letterman? What's the process like, and does it really piss you off?
This is my first time being bumped. It hurts, and I'm getting over the pain. Thank you, Kevin.
Adam walked through our studio door today. I said, hey, if you were on Letterman last week, I don't think we would have saw your face for a while.
Yeah, I know. He'd have been elsewhere.
I told you I was coming back here today to plug my governor's date.
He'd have been elsewhere.
I'm a whore, that's why.
I'm going to see you tomorrow night.
Cool.
Definitely.
Come down.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at Governor's?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And so Sunday.
Come down after services.
Ooh, they set up the Ferrara cot in the back,
I guess.
Keeping you there the whole weekend.
Sure. You
better Vaudeville.
You better call ahead.
I'm following the seal.
Adam does very well.
look at you. You sound like my mother's friend. He's in show business doing very well.
He's doing very well.
I understand he has dental through the union.
How's Mom and Big Joe?
Mom and my father. Yeah. I told you they came into Letterman. They sat. It was a big night. She wore the fur.
Yeah. You know? I feel so bad. His parents go to Letterman. They're sitting right there up front to see their son on national TV, David Letterman.
Yeah, Pop took a nap in the afternoon, so it'd be all right.
So he could stay away.
Sure.
And what happens? He gets bunked. And, you know, your parents had to get up and leave without seeing you hit the big stage there.
No, my father's like, hey, it happens. That's life. You want Chinese?
That was it, huh?
You got some steamed dumplings and you move on.
Adam, I remember a time I went to see a Governor's, and I'm thinking Anthony's friend, big Hollywood star. You were doing the sitcoms and the guest appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
I brought Sandy, right? We're walking across the parking lot. There you are before your big night at Governor's, changing the tire.
Changing his flat tire.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny? My travel plans now is my father's plumbing truck. Because Mom's got to take the caddy to Mahjong.
I'm not actually changing a tire. I'm getting into my next role on Caroline in the City, where I have to change a tire.
Yeah, I'm researching it.
We all consider ourselves to be in show business, and we look up to you, Adam. And I'm like, wow,
you really should raise your goals.
Right. I'm like, look at Adam changing a tire. Yeah. I'm like, where's his people?
I'm my people.
You're the only, like, pal I have that's in showbiz.
Yeah.
Like that.
What are you, in real estate? What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm not my own pal.
What?
I'm not my own pal.
I've heard you talk to yourself many times. Usually after a gig, who does Joe Buck think he is? I'm the leader of this band.
Yeah.
As is, behind the music.
That happened. As is. A-Z-I-Z.
A-Z-I-Z.
Did it have the fancy logo and stuff on the drum kit?
That was so long ago. It was ridiculously long ago.
But you got to share a little
bit.
To the
point where...
No, it was...
That wasn't even the first... What was the first name of the band?
I couldn't even remember.
Did you guys have the hair going?
Like the
stuff?
Silver platters?
Dude, it was ridiculous. It was, 80s, so you wanted to try to...
Flying down the highway in a makeshift model.
Yeah, we were doing Brady Bunch cover tunes is what we were doing, Adam. You're absolutely right. It's a sunshine day
when it's time to change.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing. Although we did do some Spinal Tap covers.
I remember that was fun.
That's classic. Chris, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey. Hey, I'm Adam, man.
Yes.
I feel really bad for you because you got bumped by that space tooth moron.
Thank you, Chris.
Space tooth moron.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, man, you are the best, yo, Adam.
Thank you.
Peace. Hey, Whoopi. Peace.
All right. You think, tonight you think Dave's going to have... the 45 minutes of crap, stupid bits where he takes a camera to the film store next door from the studio while Hillary waits in the green room wondering if she's going to be on?
I don't think so.
Who's more entertaining, Hillary or Adam Ferrara?
Adam Ferrara.
Absolutely. Never saw Hillary say Hospitaliano.
Oh, there it is. I had to be a bite-a-weight in there somewhere, Alice. All right, what's bite-a-weight?
Aha! Anna.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good, how you boys doing?
Good, hey.
One time I seen Adam at Governor's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
I want to grab onto his buns.
Adam, she wants to grab your buns.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say, so, you know.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
Whose sister are you?
Hey, I got seven of them. Which one do you want?
Adam has something for all the sisters on this radio show.
Wow.
Now, so you met him, backstage?
Well, he was, kind of back there, and I was walking past him, and I walked up to him, and, I asked him what's pink and smells like pussycats, and he's like, what? And I stuck my tongue out at him. And then I told him,
Anna!
I remember you. You remember that?
Interesting.
You can't remember that, because that was so
long ago. That doesn't happen every day.
And then I was telling you about, Tuesday night at Hummer Club, I do that and let my friend watch as I'm doing it too, my old man.
Boy, it sure sounded like we could have gotten lucky here.
Yeah. That's when you fell on your butt. You're like, oh my God.
So if Adam would have been up to it, would you have given him a Hummer that night?
It wasn't Bruce Thursday.
Sure.
My old man was home, sure.
It was the wrong day of the week.
Oh, Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter. It could be any day of the week. I'm always up for that.
You should see Adam when he gets done with a show. He comes out to the bar in the front by Governor's and stuff.
All right, I got
to
go.
And the, chicks are just like digging him and stuff.
Right.
Well, I know he's got to be nice. Isn't he married?
What's not?
I got a girlfriend. No, he's got a girlfriend, though.
Oh, he's better.
He's in a very serious relationship.
How is she?
She's very nice.
Yeah?
Very good.
Yes, she's throwing a nice one.
Can I meet her?
Can I meet her?
Oh, meet.
Yeah, can I meet her?
Well, you said something else.
I'll take both of yous on, honey.
Whoa.
Anna. So you're going to go to Governor's?
I don't know. When's the next time you're going?
He's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you come to my house instead, baby?
Wow.
Do you remember what she looked like and all?
No.
No, huh?
I just...
What do you look like there, Anna?
Let's see. Well, I'm a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? Like,
what?
Flash dancers?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Out on Long Island?
Yeah, with Babylon.
I remember that place. That place rock.
I love that place. I have the best time.
So you're a dancer there, huh?
Find me Rumpelman.
Oh, boy.
Now, wait a minute. Do you dance during the week or do you dance on the weekend?
During the day. I don't like going at night.
Uh-oh, day dancing.
You're a matinee.
That's day dancing scary. At Stonehenge. That's
you know why they put they usually put the girls that aren't that hot on in the day because...
Hey, screw
it. No, I'm just saying because when you walk in there from all the bright light into the dark club, it takes you a half hour before you can see anything.
Yeah,
and then by that time,
you that
had a couple of $10 beers. And,
I don't like going at night because I got better things to do at night.
And it looks like you're in the AA ball.
Yeah.
What's a AA ball?
You got to be brought up to the majors.
Yeah, it's like open pole night.
Yeah.
Wow, Stonehenge.
No, but you look hot and stuff.
I'm cool, man.
You're not all bruised up and everything.
There's
nothing better than looking at a dancer. It looks like she's gone a couple of rounds with Tyson.
A Caesarian scar.
Yeah. She's all beat up.
An old cigarette burns.
No, nothing like that.
You're not skanked up then.
No, I got it.
Like a subway car. There's a lot going on.
I'm good.
You have a D cup.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, what's the other one?
Honey.
There was five people talking at one time. I heard that.
But she said she has a D cup. What's the other one?
Yeah. It's in the middle of her head.
No, it's in the back of my head.
I'm deaf, you know. The bells.
Well, you ought to go down to Governor's and
see. Please welcome to the main stage, Medusa.
He'll know who you are now.
Oh, yeah?
He's telling you that stripper from
what color hair do you
Stone
have?
Inch.
It's red.
Oh, you're a redhead.
Yeah.
Natural?
Ooh. Well, I got no hair on my... Wait.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I like a girl that edits herself.
There you go.
Did you shave it or did it fall out?
No, I shaved it.
You know, ever since Shoreham reactivated...
Was it rubbed off?
With your face, honey.
Wow. There you go.
She's not messing around.
No, definitely not.
She's hurt it all.
Yeah.
Any piercings that we should know about?
I'm not a freak.
No. Any tattoos?
I don't dig that crap.
No tattoos?
Sorry.
No?
Huh?
No tattoos?
Or anything?
No tattoos.
All right. Well, she's
I'm a good girl.
Hey, you sound like a church girl.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Come down and say hello.
I use the term loosely.
All right, Anna. We'll see Adam this weekend at Governor's, okay?
All righty.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We'll see you, honey.
Okay.
All right.
You going to have a ticket waiting for me?
We'll see what we can do.
If you wear a skirt, no underwear, put your legs up on the stage while he's performing,
yeah,
he can work it out.
All right, then I'll show you.
There'd be some work in the crowd that night.
All right. Ho-ho.
Slide down. Look at that. I didn't know Governor's had drink cozies.
Drink cozy.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right, Anna. We got to fly.
Go. Bye.
Bye.
During the day dancing.
Yeah, the day dancing.
They don't even give them dollars. The guys like give them mints and
well, you know what the clientele
cards?
The day dancers get? Mm. It's all, because I remember they're doing this. It's all construction workers that don't want to friggin' work.
Right.
So they go in there during the day. You figure, we'll leave the job. We'll have an early lunch, and we'll get back to work, you know, right after lunch. We'll be back to work by 1.
Mm-hmm.
You go there at noon. It opens up. By 4 o'clock, you're going... Gee, screw it. We'll leave the tools out. We got to be there tomorrow anyway. You never go back. You just watch
Give us some tenpenny nails for a lap dance.
And that's it, too. You're broke.
Because
you're never working. So you just so sit there with a like dollar and
bartering?
Nurse your beer?
How many pelts for a lap dance?
Pretty much. I'll put in air conditioning in your house. Spin around.
Spin around.
Let me see your raise.
We're off to a fine start today, and we got to take a quick break.
Look at the time.
We're very late, but Adam Ferrar hanging out with us today.
Yes.
We needed the boost this week, Adam, so thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right, more of your phone calls in just a bit. Stay there.
Opie.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony.
He just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027 WNEW.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
Don't screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
1027. WNEW.
Hanging with Opie and Anthony and our buddy Adam Ferrar. It's 1027 WNEW. Hey. You guys struck a nerve because there's a bunch of people that want to talk about daytime strippers.
Yeah.
And going to the strip clubs during the day, Anthony.
I love walking out of the strip club after you've been in there and it's still lights out. You're like Frankenstein.
So dirty.
You can't see. Cars are beeping at you. Like, hey, I remember coming out of the. They finally changed where the door is on the at the carousel on Jericho Turnpike there in Huntington.
I remember that place.
The door was right, like, 10 feet away from Jericho Turnpike. Mm-hmm. So you'd walk out and you know, housewives are looking at you in horror. They're all beeping at you like, I was looking at the strippers. Now they put the door kind of on the side.
That's smart.
Made a little thing. But you'd come out, and the sun hits your eyes. It's like Shawshank Redemption, you know? You're like, oh my God, the light. I'm free.
It's Papillon. You were in the box.
Papillon, yeah. It is in the box. Put him in the hole for another month.
It's nice when you come out of the carousel. Now they have like a car wash thing to cleanse you.
Clean you off. I just feel dirty.
That's it. Send you home,
hey, Frank, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, great.
Great place where I went to college down in San Antonio, Texas, called Class Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was far
anything
from it.
But,
It was BYOB. That's how bad this place was.
Bring your own boobs?
What's that?
Bring your own bimbos.
Yeah. But the great thing is they had a lunch buffet.
Yeah, and I never got that.
I don't like eating food from strip clubs.
I like to keep them separate. It's bad enough you got to put your mouth on a bottle that's on the bar that sometimes they're walking on. Now, I haven't seen this move in a while in the Long Island strip clubs, but I remember back late 80s and stuff was the last of this. The dancers didn't care. They'd come right out on the bar, you know, open your bottle for you without their hands.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like it's like, whoa. Talented snatch.
The thing about this place is the funniest thing to watch is we went after finals every semester. It was a tradition. And we'd all get out of finals about noon and go get snotted and watch girls.
Noon.
And the funniest thing to watch was see the guys go through the buffet line, you know, go eat stateside, and as the girls would work their way around, watch the guys cover their plates.
Like their hands are covering the plate, like that's a barrier, you know?
That's going to do it.
That'll do it, believe me. What's
just,
coming off of that thing?
She opened a beer bottle. She has a Swiss Army snatch.
I swear to God, I've seen that move, too, and even with the beer. Like a girl come walking by, and the guy will take the coaster and bonk, plop it on top of his beer glass. That's got to make the girl feel good.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm thinking something is falling out of there that even alcohol can't kill. Okay? I'm going to cover this up right about now.
When we were seniors, spring semester, we even got a little bit too rowdy for this place. We were getting pretty nasty drunk. We were graduating, and a buddy of mine brought in a bottle of peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was is he took the cork out of it, put it on the stage, said, I give you $5 if you pick this up without your hands.
Yeah, that move.
So they got a little upset with us. That was strike one. So a couple of minutes later, you know they have a lull in the action. There's like waiting for the second team to come up on the stage.
Yeah.
So we're really drunk, and one of my drunkest buddies stands up and screams, and I'll clean this up, screams, bring on the sea.
Bring on the C-word.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was,
that's
it was like
great.
A,
they usually, like a, wait, last time I heard that was on Broadway when they wanted to bring a...
It was in the Will Rogers folly.
Yeah.
But the guy spelled it out with a
rope. Stella Stevens on stage. Bring on the C-word.
Oh, my God.
That's the same guy that goes home in the car like, why don't the chicks dig me? What do I got
to
do?
So what'd they do to the guy?
Where's their love?
It was like out of a Western, you know, when the star of the movie gets called out in the street for a gunfight.
Yeah.
It was like quiet. And all of a sudden, the DJ gets on the mic and goes, we have nice girls here. How dare you talk about them like that? And then they kicked us out in the street.
Yeah. So, you're lucky they kicked you out. A lot of the bars, you know, the biker guys that, that run the place will beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, we were afraid we were going to get pulled in the back room.
Very funny, Frank.
Wow. All right, you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I knew a... girl, you know the ping pong ball trick, right?
Yeah, sure.
She had like laser sighting.
Really?
She was like if she's the kind of girl you want to take to the carnival to win the fish. You know, like, right? You know, give me two fish if I don't use my hand. A guppy. You know, just every time it's
different. Yeah.
But in like those tall glasses, those tall bar glasses where there's not a lot of
room. And she could get them in there.
Yeah.
That's a talent.
Sure.
I don't even know how she was aiming. You got to adjust like the windage and the elevation.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pulling the nooner. That's what we call them. We left at noon, and we figured we'd be back by one, and now I'm heading back right now. We just got out of the bar.
See? And what do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber in Jersey.
See? Okay. I've been there.
Yeah.
I have been there. Man. When we worked in Smithtown, we used to go to that place right by the
Brass
Bowl.
Rail, Brass Monkey?
No, it was that other place. I think it was called Logan's Run after the Wild Toads or Frogs or something. And then the other place,
Mr. Toad's Wild Run.
Yes, it was. And then Ron Conkema had a place called Bird's Place.
Yeah.
That, I mean, the girls, you hear this all the time, but would do anything.
Really?
They had a guy up there with glasses on, laying on his back on the stage.
Right.
And believe me, when the girl was done with him, he had to clean his glasses.
Oh, really?
It was that much of a show going on stage.
He thought he had cataracts.
I saw. Yeah, it was that bad.
I'm amazed. I saw a stripper with 1 foot. I swear to God. She had like a normal foot, and then another foot had like little chiclet toes.
Oh, club foot kind of thing.
But she wanted to know.
That's what you need, a thalidomide stripper.
Wait, she had her breast done.
You think you'd take care of all the other stuff
please.
First.
The general rule of construction is you don't put a second floor in a house with a bad foundation. And the construction guy's got to know that.
That's it, man. Hey, yeah, you were a tin knocker, right?
Hell yeah.
That's it, man. That's what we were drinking with. We were with the tin knockers. Everybody decided to take a nooner, but since I'm the low man on the totem pole, we left the bar, and everybody patted me on the back and said, now go put the tools away.
Yeah, go put the tools away.
Yeah, we had this girl in there. She was about 50 years old, and she had a pretty all right body, but nobody really paid attention to the face. But they called her the ice queen because she would put ice all over her body and then put it in her mouth and spit it at you. But what they forgot to tell you was she spit it between her Leon Spinks space in her teeth.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love when the strippers are doing things they think is hot and you think is disgusting.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there. You're like, oh, I'm paying $10 a beer for a girl to spit at me.
Can't you floss at home?
She had, like, G-string Depends on.
Everybody says I should have been a dancer. Yeah, they said it in 1942.
Wow. Dude, you don't know how many hammer drills and sawzalls were lost because we just never went back to the job site. Like, oh, did we lock up the tools? And no one's going to steal them. What happened to the hammer drill? I don't know, boy. We were there the whole time. I think the plumbers took it.
They're not. We're
those bastard steam fitters.
Hey, Joe, thank you.
Hey, guys, out of train. Have a good day.
All right, man.
Adios.
A lot of great stories on hold, Anthony. A lot.
Yeah.
If you're on hold, stay there. We got to take another quick break because we've been running late the whole show today, all right?
Running off the mount.
We'll be back very shortly. Stay there.
Dudes with Tudes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
Opie. Boring.
Anthony.
Boring.
Producer Rick.
Boring.
Spats.
Yay, yay, yay.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
How's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, your hole?
How's your hole?
Family, how's your hole?
How's your hole?
Family, how's your hole?
How's your hole?
Family, how is your whole family? How's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tasting machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tasting machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Tasting machine.
The Opie and Anthony. And of course, it's FU Friday. We haven't even begun to get to the FUs yet.
Yes, yes. I got an FU today.
You do?
I don't have one. I got one.
Would you like to share, Anthony?
Not till I speak with the CVS lawyer.
Okay.
Maybe they could actually help this time.
All right.
Instead of hinder the Opie and Anthony show.
Just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost
at ground zero right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, don't you worry about it.
I can't wait.
We'll all come out like a big festering pustule.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I've been biting my lip for...
Neither can I.
I've been biting my lip for 3 months at least, Dan.
Yeah.
We're almost there, though, right?
Yeah, I can't talk about it, though, right now.
Almost there.
I
didn't say anything. I'm waiting for your lead, pal.
I can talk about last night.
Okay.
So Adam Ferrara at Governor's.
Yes.
Which was a pisser. But it compares nothing to taking my girlfriend home and taking the crap out of her. That was pretty good. Oh, what did I say? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Wow. Whew. That might leave a mark.
Hey, I did an hour of radio today. I'm out of here, man.
What's the matter, Al?
That's good enough for me.
God, best sex. Haven't had sex like that in years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like 10?
It was great. Are you kidding? Huh. That's great. What? What? I thought we were all having fun.
Oh, we're having fun, all right.
There's certain things I can't talk about, though.
No?
No, no.
But you can talk about your girlfriend?
I can talk about... Yeah, I can talk about, you know, Hummers and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Please let me know how well, how good it is.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. We're off to a flying start here on the... Opie and Cruel and Inhuman show.
Wow,
First surprise
what?
Of the day.
What? What?
There'll be many surprises on this show today. I can guarantee that, Anthony.
Can you?
I will guarantee at least one more, maybe two more surprises.
Throughout the show?
Yes.
I can't wait.
You surprise me, I'm going to attempt to surprise you.
Oh, Christ, please don't. I'm afraid of your surprises.
Phone line 212-757-1027. Let's move on with the show with Mike. Mike, what's up today?
You guys are on the Yahoo Internet Magazine.
We're in the...
Really?
Yeah, there's a Deja Ratings, Deja.com.
Okay.
And you guys are the number 6 talked about after operating systems, Tubby Tom, and Howard Stern.
Tubby Tom?
Yeah, Tubby Tom.
Come on! Come on!
Well, he is in the case.
George Bush comes in at 4. Linux comes in at 5, and Opie and Anthony come in at number 6. It just says radio personalities under it.
Like the most talked about on the day?
Deja.com. I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you.
Huh.
I was just flipping through. Number 1 is Howard.
Yeah, I know they do some kind of radio personality poll or something on Deja.com or something. Yeah.
Howard and Tubby Tom are national, and you guys are local, so that's pretty impressive show.
Well, we got two markets now. We got New York and Boston.
Yeah. But you're right up there. You're ahead of John McCain and right behind George Bush.
Not bad. All right, so so if you want to check that out, it's in, what, the latest issue of Yahoo
Magazine? Yeah, it's 59 of Yahoo.
Okay, and then go to Deja.com to see what this guy's talking about. Cool,
and,
man.
And I'd like to give a big FU, the first one of the day,
yeah,
to Mayor Giuliani for trying to now take cars away from drivers like myself.
Oh, did you hear this one?
What happened?
Can you explain it to the people?
Well, he wants to, with the drunk driving, how he repossesses your car. Now, if you're caught doing double the speed limit, you're going to repossess your car on the spot. So, like me and you and all the guys at LIE doing about 100 on the shoulder. 100.
You know, I want to like this damn guy. Yeah. I'll admit it. I want to like him, but he just makes it so freaking difficult.
That's insane. You cannot take away cars. Now, you know what? We said this with the drunk driving. Someone gets caught driving drunk, they take your car away before you're convicted or anything. They just take your car. And everyone was saying, oh, it's a great idea. And we were saying,
no,
it's just the first step to taking away your car for something else. And now it's this. You know what it's going to get to the point? If you're parking in a no parking zone, we'll tow your car and you will never, ever get it back again.
Don't laugh, man. That's how
I know.
It starts.
Oh, this is so sad.
It always starts this
we're
way.
We're giving away too many of our freedoms in this country.
So double.
Imagine you just take your car away for speeding?
Wait, if you're doing double the speed limit.
Yeah, it's in Daily News today.
Now, does this mean, 60 and a 30?
I guess so.
Because I've done that.
No, the only way they say is reckless driving. And then they ask the definition of reckless driving, and they say, switching three lanes.
It's one example. Oh, so if even switching three lanes?
Yeah, there you go. There's reckless driving.
I do that all the time. There's some asswipe in the in the left and middle lane. You got to switch.
You got to go around.
You got to go all the way around.
It's not the trooper's discretion, I would take.
You know, why doesn't the mayor wake up and get all these unlicensed, uninsured drivers off the road before they start effing with us?
Yeah, get the idiots out of the airplane doing 50.
I mean, there are some serious problems on the roadways. There's so many people out there right now that could get into a nasty accident with you, and you're not going to get a cent.
I know.
Because they're uninsured, unlicensed, don't even own the car they're driving because they stole it.
Gypsy cabs,
all that crap. Take care of all that before you start taking more of our freedoms away.
Oh, my God.
Why not just put all our cars on tracks like the Disneyland, what is that, the Autotopia? Remember that where you just, like little five-year-olds smelling exhaust fumes
in
that pit. And it's on a track and you can't go fast. That'd make him happy. He doesn't have to worry about it. Wherever he goes, there's sirens blaring, and he's in a limousine or something, or one of those trucks.
Doing 90 miles an hour.
Doing 90. So he doesn't know what it's like to sit in traffic. Let him and his goddamn comb over sit in cold shots and wait to get on the 59th Street Bridge and not drive on the sidewalk.
Remember
that move, Opie? That would have got my car taken away, but goddamn, I was so proud of that move. I drove on the sidewalk.
We bow to you, man. We had your moves, but
we had to make it to
next time that happens, your car will be taken away.
Yeah, now the car's going to be taken away.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Is that a train?
All right.
No, truck.com.
All right, you did a good job, man.
I wonder if that move where I backed down the one-way street, so my car was facing the right way, but I'm driving the wrong way backwards to get to Goldfinger's, Remember that one? I wonder if that would be a confiscating offense.
That was one of the most... We had so much fun that night, man.
I looked in the rearview mirror. I just saw Earl, and he had turned white. He looked like that scene in The Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Where Stymie got scared and his eyes got big and white.
Yeah.
Like that. And he was like, whoa! That was Earl. He was petrified at my driving. I was on the sidewalk.
And I'm just sitting there, Earl, relax. I'm used to this. If I'm not scared, you shouldn't be scared. I've been driving with this guy for 5 years, so.
Well, I'm going to have to watch myself now.
You know what, though? I swear, I want to like Rudy Giuliani. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I want to like him, but every time you turn around or open the paper, he's doing something that just gets you pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, this is too far. Come on.
Here's Joanne. Look, I knew someone would call with this. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I just was listening to you yesterday, and I just think it's funny the way you are bashing Giuliani today, and you were praising him so much yesterday.
Oh, my God. Joanne. You didn't listen yesterday, did you?
And you're not. And you didn't listen today. I didn't say... we're not bad. What I said was... No, Joanne, what I said, though, seriously, without getting all bad...
Oh, my God.
Babbling
idiot.
Shut up. Joanne, listen.
Okay.
Listen, what I said was I want to like this guy so badly, okay? But every time we turn around, he's doing something that just pisses you off.
And yesterday we said, for the most part, he's doing a good job, but he does piss a lot of people off. And there are things that he does that pisses me off, one of which yesterday we said was not maybe tossing a few extra bucks to the cops.
Uh-huh.
And now there's this thing. What do you think? If we like him overall, we have to like everything he does?
No, I understand that.
I think he's been a decent mayor for New York, but he comes up with some harebrained schemes.
No, I know. I live in Queens, and I listen to you guys every day, and I did listen to you yesterday.
How about Rudy confiscating Joanne's mouth? That would be good for reckless talking.
Yeah, could you get a club on your...
need a club.
Hey, that's not nice.
I'm sorry, Joanne, but
you seem to babble a lot.
If you only understood what we went through before we went on the air today.
Does your boyfriend or something, or husband?
My old boyfriend was a policeman, and I know what he had to go through, and I know how little money he got.
What was more dangerous, him patrolling or sitting in a conversation with you? Because I got to tell you something. I bet a lot of times he was like, huh? What? I bet he forgot a lot of stuff that you told him.
Ew!
You know why?
She's kidding.
Listening.
Anthony, that's so mean.
Why? You just like seem to talk right over
Joanne, people. If I could speak for my pal today, he's a little angry today. You're going to hear...
Oh, I know. I've called before.
You're going to hear a lot of angry comments.
One time.
At the opposite sex today. That's all I can
is
say.
That, no, I'm not blaming
Sorry.
The entire opposite
okay,
sex.
Okay, but I don't want Joanne going away kind of bummed at Anthony.
No,
he's
I know.
A little hypersensitive today when it comes to females.
No, I'm fine with females.
Hey, what happened?
I'm really fine with females.
About it?
I love you, girl.
Can we talk about it? Is there something wrong?
No, everything's fine. I wake up in the morning with a big smile on my face, man.
Okay,
every
good.
Morning I wake up now and go, ah, the air smells a little fresher. It's just, it's a beautiful new day.
Of sarcasm, I can feel it. I can smell it.
No, that's the God's honest truth.
Actually, there's no sarcasm in that statement. Joanne,
okay.
Well, getting back to the Rudy thing really fast, okay?
Yes,
if you have been following our discussion over the months about Rudy Giuliani, we don't like Rudy or Hillary. We wish there was a third candidate for the Senate run.
To be honest with you,
if I had a vote tomorrow, I would definitely vote for the mayor.
Oh no,
I wouldn't be happy, completely happy with my decision, and I do want to like the guy, but the guy turns around and does stupid things left and right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like the city is his to do with what he wants. You know, he'd do something for the Yankees in a second, but for the police, he wouldn't. It's something you know, I live in New York. I live in Queens, so I know. I mean, I think he's done a great deal of good for the way everything has gotten better, but he hasn't really taken any other issue instead of taking credit for himself. And that's something that I don't like necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, because people that are in power tend to do that. You know, something's good, it's
uh-huh.
up to them. Something's bad, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
And that's the part about him I don't really like.
Uh-huh.
He'll move Yankees, you know, to West Side,
so he wants
to be closer to where the
Yankees
are.
Oh, my God. Oh, Joanne! Stop! Joanne! Jesus. Paul. Joanne! Oh, my God. All I saw were entrails.
missed. Oh, I didn't even see it coming. Did you, Ant?
No.
Didn't even see that one coming, God, ladies and gentlemen.
Those Apaches, man, they could target you from behind a hill, pop up, and fire. My God.
I love the smell of napalm in the afternoon.
Wow.
Smells like...
First airstrike of the day.
All right, let's move on. We got a.
You got to call in air support.
And we got a phone call from Boston on the line.
Hello, Boston.
Craig.
Yeah.
Craig.
I heard you guys had a station out here.
What do you mean?
That you just said on the radio that are syndicated out here. You have a station that you're on.
We're one of the fine radio stations up there in Boston has decided to start playing some of our fine radio bits.
You're slowly re-entering the Boston market. Yes. Right.
Yeah, I was heartbroken when you guys left. I live in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to you guys all the time. You guys killed me.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
Well, we're coming back slowly but surely, Craig.
Great.
So tune in to WBCN up there.
WBCN, all right.
All right.
Another thing, that best bit you guys have ever done, I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. The 100 grand bit.
Love the 100 grand bit.
Oh, my God.
I got a piece of crap truck. I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to get a new truck. Craig, you haven't heard us in a couple of years, man. We got stuff that makes that look like college radio.
I've been listening to you guys. I've been working down in Newark.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Yeah, so I've been listening to you guys every day. You guys are killing me.
Thanks, Craig.
So funny.
Well, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man.
Bye.
Another call coming in from Boston. Mike.
Hey, what's up?
You've been waiting for like a half hour. What's going on?
Not much. What's going on? I heard you guys are coming out here now.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston.
What part?
I'm calling from, like, Everett.
Everett, cool.
Everett.
Right outside Boston.
We're slowly but surely making our way back into the Boston market there, Mike.
Mike, have you heard some of the stuff on BCN?
Yeah, I keep hearing things, like, back and forth between the two radio stations, wondering what happened, like, in the first place that you guys left.
Are they fighting over us right now?
No, not really. I called up the radio stations, and I was talking to them, and, like, BCN didn't really, you know, have much to say. And then when I was talking to someone at AAF, they told me that you guys actually got fired by CBS when they owned you.
That's not really true. It's boring to the New York audience, but basically we're going up against the station that fired us now in Boston.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's a big, huge story up there.
Really? I thought it was CBS owned you guys, and that's when they fired you, and then they sold out AAF because they couldn't own both radio stations.
Nope.
We were fired by WAAF and the company that owned them.
See, they're trying to cover their ass now because, you know, after 2 years of sitting back and just being quiet, we've decided, you know, we want back in the Boston market because we left a couple million of you guys behind, and, you know, you guys deserve the chance to hear us.
We vowed we'd be back.
That's cool and everything, man, but I mean, like, aren't, like, most of the people over there still your friends and stuff, you know?
A couple of people.
A few of them, sure.
Yeah.
None of them have really called since we left, but, you know. I mean, the whole story will come out eventually.
Yeah.
But don't believe everything you hear.
So what are they going to do, like a syndication type of thing?
Oh, we can't say much right now. But
oh, really?
All I can say is BCN has started playing our bits.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, man.
All right, bro. Bye. It's a huge story up there. We should get the radio station we're on.
Yeah.
We should call them today because it's huge.
Why don't we do that?
Because what happened was we were WAAF up there.
Yeah.
We worked for AAF up in the Boston area, actually the Worcester Boston area.
It was a lot like this situation. You know, we were pretty much the only show that people were listening to.
Right.
A lot of.
Right.
And
then we got, then we were like number one by far.
Yeah.
Kicking ass in the ratings. We were the hottest show in Boston. I mean, by far. No one came close to us.
Yeah.
And then we thought we were untouchable. Oops. So, you know, there was an April Fool's little prank we did where we decided to tell everyone the mayor died in a car accident while he was on vacation in Florida.
Oops.
And we're like, hey, come on.
Can't fire us for that.
Can't fire us for that. Maybe they'll suspend us. I mean, look at all the money we're bringing in and the ratings we're giving this company.
And it's April Fool's. Everyone knows it's a gag.
Well, AAF.
No matter how tasteless.
WAAF turns around and they completely fired us.
Fired us.
Poof! And didn't want to know anything about us after they fired us.
And it's like, okay, it's the company, so you don't have anything personal against some of the air staff. The big fat bastard that was doing the nighttime show slips into our slot, 3 to 7, like he was just waiting to pounce before we even got fired. He was talking like, hey, if they're gone, you know, let me jump in there. So screw him.
Right.
We'll kick his ass.
So now we're we've decided we've had enough, and we're coming back to Boston with our bits and stuff, and maybe other things, right, Ant?
Yes.
And that's it's so funny because I mean now people are calling our show down here. They can't even like hear us live up there. They're just hearing recorded stuff that we send up.
Yeah.
But they're just losing it in that town because it's a real big story that we go back up there and go on the competition, the competitor's station.
Oh, I know.
WBCN. But the fact is, they've been really, really nice to us ever since we got fired.
They've been cool.
You know? And all our supposedly old pals and friends from the other station, they didn't want to know us after we got fired.
No. So screw them.
Well, what we'll do is we'll get Boston on the line later on, see how the bits are being played up there and stuff.
Called Boston.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, let's play the 100 grand thing that guy was talking about. It's a favorite. We gave away 100 grand.
Yeah.
Of the company's money. Well, it wasn't money. You'll understand in a minute. Stay there.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Craig from Waltham.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
Oh, did I win?
You are the 107th caller.
No, don't lie. I won. Oh, no way. You're kidding, right?
107th.
Oh, wow.
107th caller. Congratulations.
100 grand. Oh, my God.
You just won 100 grand, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what I want to do with that?
What are you going to do with the 100 grand?
Man, the first thing, I have this old... Oh, I cannot... Jeez. I got to
calm... Calm down. Calm yourself.
I am the winner. I'm the winner!
Well, what are you going to do with 100 grand?
I got this... Oh, man, I got this box for a truck. I've got to get a new one. A new...
Wait, dude. How are you going to do that with the candy bar?
What?
How are you going to do that with a candy bar? We just gave you a 100 grand candy bar.
What do you mean?
We gave away 100 grand. It's, no. it's a candy bar, bro. Congratulations.
What?
You just won a candy bar.
Hey, what the f***? I've been listening to f***ing radio... For like 3 hours, man. You said 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand. We gave you a candy
bar.
That's a candy
bar.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of douchebags.
Congratulations, man.
Uh-oh.
We found a girl that could shoot stuff from a private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's FU Friday with Opie and Anthony. A big FU going out to The Rock.
Yeah.
The Croc.
The Rock says.
The Croc.
I'm a douchebag.
Where's our rock songs?
Yeah.
We got to play our rock songs. Phyllis, very pissed at us. Phyllis, what's wrong?
Hello, am I live?
Yeah, you're live, Phyllis.
You guys were yelling at Joanne there, giving her a hard time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that pisses you off?
Oh, you guys talk over everybody.
Well, we talk over people when it's getting boring because we got to move on with the show. People don't find it interesting when a lady's just yapping.
What happened, Anthony? Did you get served with papers today?
I might not be able to discuss that right away. Hello, is the caller there?
Right now.
Hello? Hello? What happened to Phyllis?
She was just asking a question.
I know, but what happened? I think there's something wrong with the phones, Ant.
Oh. What do you think? Yeah, you won't be hearing any Corky Anthony over here. You got When the Saints Come Marching In? Oh, like a fun, happy song.
Yeah, we could get that. Wow, you're doing the funky version.
Oh, yeah.
Where they add notes and stuff. You ever hear that? Brian, what's up?
Hey, Open Anthony.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
How's it going, man?
Right.
Anthony, I saw you last night at Governor's.
Governor's?
Yep, you gave me your autograph. I got to say, you're a class act. That was really, really cool, you and everything. You guys were a class act. You
I
and
was
Adam.
In a very good mood. Adam, what a pisser he is, huh?
He was great. He picked on me a little bit, but it wasn't that bad. I was the communications guy.
Yeah,
but the lady over to the side of us got it bad. She got ripped on because she was being like an anal retentive. She kept, you know.
Yeah, she was first. Because Adam, you know, works the crowd and stuff pretty well. And he had this this girl there, and she wouldn't tell him what job she did.
No.
And then it turns out she was from the Society for American Values or something.
Some homo group or something like
that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then did you see Adam on News 12 this morning?
No, I missed that. I was trying to watch it, but I couldn't get it at the right time.
See, the chick was nice to Adam. The chick was really cool to Adam. And then the guy, when the guy got on,
yeah.
He was some friggin' loser. He just kept bugging. He kept raking on Adam's jokes and stuff like that.
Like
it was
what?
Horrible.
What was he bashing him about?
I don't know. Adam tried to do some material, and he just like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
Ah.
With a straight face, and he totally ruined it. But the chick was into it. The chick wanted to give him a Hummer, I think.
Because he's a news guy. News guys don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Please. You go to Governors, you see Adam just destroy the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, he could, because the room wasn't packed last night.
Not at all.
And he had the place going wild.
It was great.
The Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows are usually...
They're going to be more packed, because it was a Thursday night. But.
Man, I suggest you go to Governor's and see Adam. He's a pisser.
All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
No problem. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got the Croc songs, Anthony.
The Croc.
You want to hear the Hypocrite rock song from Air Sick Productions, eh?
Yeah, that one's good.
All right, this came in yesterday. Check this out.
A real big shock, with tears running down the face of the rock. Everybody thinks this whole thing's a crock, but you must remember his numbers and mankind's sock. Well, the rock went weeping because of the wrestling, and something got the rock beat. Someone had to tell him about, because I doubt the rock can read. Oh, he's going to fool us, that ain't no can. You look like a Cro-Magnon man. But you, hypocrite rock, you have lost some fans.
What a freaking crybaby the rock was. Walking out on our show last
night. The rock.
The croc says.
Please.
The croc says. Tom, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All
I
right.
wanted to say, I got a little bit more about that Giuliani story with the cars. I'm right with you guys. I want to like the guy, but at the same time, he's pulling out like five different offenses. It was like if you get caught tailgating twice, they're taking your car away. And there's certain places on the west side of the highway, you're running, you know,
Tom, Ant's gonna answer you in the same way you asked your question. And Tom's phone hung up. Tom, call back. Your cell phone crapped out on us. But it's a very scary thing. It's very unacceptable.
Yeah.
This whole new Rudy thing, confiscating cars if you're going, what, twice the speed limit and things like that.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
We don't like it. No one likes it. I mean, and no one should like it. I love the rule they find that always says, I think it's a good idea. It'll get the maniacs off the road. That's the person that makes you into a maniac. That person. They don't know how to drive 2 miles an hour. You try to pass them and you wind up looking like a maniac. And now there's a risk of losing your car.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll all just ride big wheels into Manhattan. We'll all be on our little big wheels. Everyone will be safe.
All right. You want another rock song, Anthony?
Yeah, sure.
Also from Air Sick Productions. It's very short, but very funny. Here it is.
The half-breed don't like it. The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy. The half-breed don't like it. His mental retards ain't it. The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy.
Look how brave we are now that he's gone.
Yeah,
Rod,
I know.
Rod, what's up?
Hey, RNA, listen, Dwayne's a puss.
Dwayne Johnson.
Me, my buddy Chaney, and my buddy Mazur, we got signs made up. We're going to be sitting front row, Madison Square Garden, and say, RNA, kick the Rock's Rudy Pooh candy ass.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he is a half-breed wannabe wimp.
Don't forget he had fat sucked out of his man breasts.
He's had the fat sucked out of every part of his sissy body.
He got that liposuction. They sucked a big fat man breast right off his chest.
You know, when he was nothing, he was a lot more humble. You guys got to stop giving idiots like him the exposure, because you know, these guys, they get big and they forget why they got big.
Well, we were taken, I guess. We've had some good experiences with some of the wrestlers. You know, Chris Jericho gave a great interview.
Chris Jericho is a great guy.
Great interview. Even the Road Dogg, the second time we had him on. A lot of fun we had with him. Al Snow was a pisser, hysterical, doesn't take himself too seriously, like the Croc.
And let's not forget Shane and Vince.
Shane and Vince have always been fun. They, too, don't take themselves all that seriously. They know it's a big gag. You're a joke. You're in wrestling. We're a joke. We're a couple of dopes that just talk on the radio. We understand that. We don't take ourselves seriously. But The Rock, all of a sudden, now The Rock has a racial, political agenda. Rock, you're a dopey, big, doofus wrestler. With a stupid closing move.
And why didn't you tell him this?
You know, these guys forget where they came from.
Well, I had other things on my mind.
All right. All right, Ron, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. You're all brave now, but
wow.
He's 10 feet away. You couldn't say any of that stuff.
I was fear for my life. Why did I say it while he's here? I had to sleep on it. That's what it was. I had to mull it over.
I wonder if we would do it differently.
If he walked in now knowing what we know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If we just went in a time capsule or the time machine and were transported back and didn't know anything, I think it would end up the same way. Because we wouldn't know.
But if he, like, walked in right now?
Right now, I'd get up, I'd run away as fast as I could. Walt.
Yeah.
What's up?
A friend of mine, I forget where, when his book signing from The Rock.
Yeah.
Said, hey, I heard you on Opie and Anthony. I wouldn't sign his book.
He wouldn't sign your book?
Not my book, my friend's book.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it just proves he's a crybaby.
Did you ever notice that he looks like Deuce Bigelow on steroids?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He does.
Smuck.
That's very good.
All right, man.
All right, Walt.
Doctor, take that liposuction tube, shine it up real nice, turn that sumbitch sideways, and suck the fat out of my man breast, you candy ass.
Bob.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know you're talking about you're just saying how he got the fat sucked out of his breast.
Sure.
That's not what he had done. He had an operation. He had lumps taken out around his. It's from.
Well, we can't.
Like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
Yeah, exactly, from the movie. He said it was liposuction, but it wasn't liposuction because I had the same thing done. And he's got to lay off the Sustanine and the D-balls and all the other crap that he's doing.
We can't.
That's where his anger management. Remember how he has an anger problem? Well, there you go. It's from the juice.
All right, Bob.
It's one of the number one symptoms.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Burn in hell.
All right, bye.
Burn in hell.
We can't really confirm what Bob's saying, obviously.
Well, of
but,
course not.
That's what Bob thinks. Okay.
People speculated that wrestlers are on steroids. They always speculate. That's okay.
You know what bums me out? I was reading a lot of email. A lot of people think you and I are a bunch of pussies, how we handle the Rock thing and stuff.
I know. I understand. And I could see how people would get that impression, tell you the truth. But we were just trying to explain ourselves and be courteous, you know.
Right.
The Rock is in our home over here, and we have to be courteous.
Mike?
What's up?
How are you?
What's up, guys? At the very beginning of SmackDown last night, I don't know if you guys saw, but just for a second.
Don't watch wrestling.
I'm sorry.
And someone called me a crybaby yesterday. All right, then I'm a crybaby. Don't watch it. Don't even like it anymore. Hate it.
Well,
who cares Cactus Jack is coming back?
When the camera went on, the first sign I saw said Opie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't see what it said, but it just for a second flashed across. Then I saw one that said Rocky sucks.
Right.
So you guys are getting support out that way.
Well, we definitely want a lot of Opie and Anthony and Rock sucks. You know, use your imagination. A bunch of those signs for the pay-per-view on Sunday.
Oh, I'll be there.
You know, it's right at the Garden. You can just hold up the signs and, you know, even Raz the Rock. Everyone cheers when he comes out. You don't have to be a puppet and go along with the crowd.
Exactly.
The Rock says, all of a sudden everyone, woo, woo. Boo him! Boo the Samoan! Boob man!
I think this is the first pay-per-view I'm not going to buy.
Well,
just so turned off.
Big F you to The Rock.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye. And all brave now.
What? I'm all brave now. You're right. Because The Rock's not here. If he was here, I'd be a little pussy girl.
You would?
But right now, I'll say The Rock's a pussy. And I'll kick his ass. Come on, Dwayne Johnson.
Don't you want a second shot at him, though, man? Come on.
For the Intercontinental belt? No, I don't want a second shot at him. Who cares? I just want to see some of our faithful fans give him a little razzing.
at the Garden. I would love to see that.
But you wouldn't want a second shot?
Nah.
You sure?
Why? Is he coming in? When's he coming? Today? Is The Rock coming in today? Is he out there? Is The Rock here?
What did I say a half hour ago, Ant?
Oh, surprises?
I said there's many surprises for today's show.
Come on in, Rock. I'll kick your ass.
Swear to God, Ant has no clue.
Is The Rock here?
The whole freaking office knows, but you don't. I figured I would tell you live on the air today.
Dude,
see, if you started showing up...
Enough surprises today.
I know. If you start showing up so I don't have to do all this wheeling and dealing by myself, you'd be informed before the radio show.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking to lawyers all day.
Is The Rock coming in today? Well, Anthony?
What?
Don't jerk me around.
Come on, you would have totally told me to shut up when I'm saying some of the stuff I'm saying.
No, it wouldn't.
It'd kill me. Nah, come on.
We are rolling tape, though.
Stop.
You're freaking, aren't
Don't
you?
Don't be an ass.
The Rock says...
No way. Is The Rock coming in today?
Are you going to be a pussy the next time he comes in? That's all I need to know.
I didn't say I wasn't going to be a pussy. I said, yeah, I'll be a pussy when he comes in.
You will be?
Yeah, of course. He'll be right here in front of my face. I just say this stuff behind his back, like a little worm. What's going on? Come on.
Everyone knows except you.
Everyone knows what?
Yes, Anthony, The Rock is coming back on our show.
When?
Swear to God.
When?
I worked it out today.
When?
Next Thursday. Swear not today.
Holy smokes. I thought he was outside, I swear to God. Like, how am I going to explain big man breasts?
We still have the tape. I'm going to play it.
Oh, stop. Come on, man. Good. Then pull some of what you were saying, Mr. Brave Guy.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Oh, bull crap.
Did not say a thing, Anthony. The WWF personally called us today.
Did I tell you how that people's elbow is probably the most electrifying move in sports entertainment? Did the WWF call today?
Swear to you,
What'd
yes.
they say?
Well, it wasn't a pretty interview. It wasn't a pretty call.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was just saying, look, man, we're really pissed off.
Yeah.
You guys dissed us, man.
Uh-huh.
And they just said they wouldn't take responsibility. They didn't apologize. They didn't take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They said nothing. All they said was, well, do you guys want another shot?
Oh.
Swear to you.
Another shot at The Rock. Like we're going to fight now. It's a handicap match. We're handicapped. Or we'll be handicapped when he's done with us.
That was a great idea to have The Rock come back. I don't remember my name. And I drool all the time. When my countdown.
The Rock is coming back next Thursday.
All right.
He's going to be in town for a book signing. And I swear I am shaking as much as you, and because that's all I know. Swear to you, Ant.
Will Sick Boy be joining us?
No. But they said he'll discuss it further.
Really?
He'll discuss it further live on our show.
Oh, my God. Are we going to play any songs for him?
Come on,
big man.
What song?
You're trying to get me in trouble.
What song?
Come on, big man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Is he going to get to you? Rock's a pussy. The Rock's a pussy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
I didn't play any songs like
I
that.
I think, oh, well, I wonder what this is.
What?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Remember this, though?
The Rock's a pussy. The Rock's a pussy. The half-breed.
He's retarded.
The Rock's a pussy.
Oh, boy.
And.
Oh, boy.
Let's lose this CD.
If you're smart. We're dead.
Let's lose that.
Dude, like, he won't know that we were playing this?
I couldn't back down, though. The WWF's calling, and I'm like, look, Ant and I are really pissed off. And I told them that. I don't watch any more stuff.
Boy.
And they're like, you guys still coming to the grand opening? We're like, no, we're not going to the grand opening of the WWF.
Oh, come on. They pull my invitation. I want to go.
Really?
I don't care. What do you think? I have, like, some kind of scruples on the things where it's like, oh, out of principle, I'm not going? It's a party. There'll be food and booze and broads. I'm there.
But we got to get our info together.
Yeah.
We got to do our research. Tom, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, you better, like, broadcast from the other studio when The Rock's in there or something.
Or maybe we could do that. We'll lock the door and have The Rock go in this studio.
Or else even better, you remember those? You remember when they used to have those cage matches when they'd have Jimmy Hart hanging from the top of, like, Madison Square Garden in the cage?
Yeah.
You better damn well put The Rock up in that cage.
Tom, I am freaking.
You guys, I don't know.
Honestly, I wanted to back down today, but I'm like, man, I wouldn't forgive myself if we backed down.
I don't even know if there's going to be any
worries. Thanks for consulting me. I'd have backed down
around.
In a second.
You weren't around. I didn't know what to do.
Wait, what
I
was
swear
that?
To God, I did not know what to do. I'm like, you know, I was brave and stuff on the phone. Like, your guy dissed us. He's an idiot. You know, we were, you know, blindsided. He walked out. He's a crybaby. And they didn't apologize. They didn't explain themselves. All they said was, well, do you want another shot at him?
Another shot.
And you said yes.
And if you want it, he'll come in this Thursday to discuss it further.
Wow. There's not even going to be any words between you guys.
And I wrote it on our board in the office, Ant.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, I got to tell Ant live on the air today. Got to tell him
live.
And bait
me a little, so I start ragging
yes,
on the Rock.
Of course I did.
To get tape on me.
Of course I did.
You
hey,
suck,
hey,
Opie, man.
Are you still going to do that thing where you're not going to come in when Anthony calls in sick that day?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I hope he comes in on Wednesday.
Oh, man.
You should do that. Tell him that.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
We might have to play the phone game with him where we make him, like, talk from the phone upstairs.
Yeah.
Make sure he's not going to kill us, and then we'll have him come down. Dude, you saw how he left his studio.
I know.
How pissed off he was.
See, you know what the thing is? Remember how we were always saying he should come in character,
mm-hmm.
and he came in as Dwayne?
Yeah.
We're going to force him to get into character because he's going to beat the crap out of us as The Rock.
You know what I'm going to get?
What?
I can get you one, too.
What?
You know those huge, like, self-defense outfits like the ladies wear for, like, rape prevention?
Oh, or when they're training attack dogs?
Yeah.
The big foam rubber suits?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of those.
Or the big sumo wrestling suits. You
he might find that offensive. Like
well, that's
saying
true.
Something about Samoans. You're trying to say you're The Rock? Oh, boy. That's going to be frightening, man.
I couldn't back down, though. I wanted to, because I was like,
oh, a little scratchy throat.
Anthony.
Not feeling too well.
You guys have got to play one of those songs, The Rock Comes In, or you're the biggest pussies in New York.
I don't know what songs you're talking about.
Meow, meow.
Oh, Christ. Dude, you guys are so yellow right now, it's glowing.
Shut up,
Christ.
Come on, Anthony. You didn't see
seriously, though, guys. You want a break on him? I am 100% behind you. I mean, he's nothing but a big push.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know,
you didn't
screaming
see
at him. It's kind of like when Dice came in. You got to play the tapes.
You didn't see how big he is, though, man.
All right, so bring a few arm guards in. We do what you got to do.
Maybe we could distract him by maybe a theme day on that day. We could have movie day and maybe show a screening of Nigga Charlie. Maybe that.
What?
It's a real movie from the 70s. We played the trailer.
Tony!
Jeez. Yeah, I got a big F you used to.
Why?
You never let him in all over again. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
all
like,
about face. All the stuff he's talking about him. Now he's going to come back in. You're both going to be pussies.
Like we'll pussy out and
exactly.
kiss his ass?
Exactly. Just like Letterman.
Wait, let me tell you something. I mean, just to have him come back in the studio, we're not that much of...
No, let me tell you.
We're not pussying around that much. Right?
I'll unload.
Go ahead.
I'll say it now. I'll unload on him.
I'd stand there with a sign that says Rocky sucks. I'd sit there in the studio with a big sign that says The Rock sucks, just like that.
I'll give it to him.
That's not a bad idea. We'll have a bunch of our listeners around. You know,
I'll come down there.
You know how they do that lumberjack match where they have all the wrestlers on the outside of the ring, so if one of the wrestlers falls out, they push him back in?
Yeah.
We could have all our listeners around the perimeter of the studio with all signs that say Rock's a pussy.
I'll be the first one.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah.
I'll be the first one. Big sign, Rocky sucks.
All right, Tony.
All right?
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye. Keith. Hey, Keith.
Hey.
What's up?
How much? What are you doing?
We're freaking out.
Hey, you going to puss out like you did when Dice Clay came on?
No, the Dice thing was good.
We had fun with the Dice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but I think this Rock definitely was. We're going to the Royal Rumble. We're going to bring a couple signs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Cool.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
But there you have it, Ant. I'm telling you live in the air. You get another shot at The Rock.
The Rock.
This coming Thursday.
A rematch.
I think it's going to be late in the show because he's doing a book signing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Great. That book.
You were freaked. You were convinced he was outside that door today.
I was just waiting.
I had you going.
I was waiting turn my head and see him walk in. I was just going to crap myself. I was really going to crap myself. Because it's one thing to say it, you know, and then he shows up on Thursday and, you know, weeks gone by and everything. But to be saying that and have him listening and then bust in with everything I was saying, he'd have killed me.
And I was baiting you.
Totally.
I was baiting you.
I fell for it. I mean, how could you take advantage of me in my weakened state, Opie?
You would do the same thing to me. Who are you kidding?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Oh, yeah. People losing weight with Stacker 2 all the time, and you probably packed on a few pounds for the holidays. Good way to get rid of it, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, Opie.
And if you were thinking of, like, starting Stacker 2 this weekend, I would advise against it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You're going to want to keep that extra layer of fat so when the rock punches you real hard, it's not going to hurt as much.
Is that what it's all about?
Yeah. I mean, for all our faithful listeners that don't have to confront the rock,
mm-hmm.
I think this is a good thing, but I think you and I, we should,
yeah,
we should not be taking Stacker 2 in the near future.
Ah.
We're going to need that layer of fat.
A layer of fat.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It does three things, Ant.
Yes, it is the world's strongest fat burner.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes your cravings to snack during the day, and it gives you a boost of energy.
That's right.
If you feel yourself petering out toward the end of the day.
There you go.
And you lose weight.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website, www.stacker2.com. That's stacker2.com, or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Start now and look great this spring with Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday, the easiest way to get your FUs in, through the fax machine, 212-957-9639, all right?
All right.
And we got to congratulate Steve from the unofficial Opie and Anthony website. The unofficial website went over 1 million hits today.
A million.
1 million hits. In a little over 7 months, I believe.
Not bad. Plenty of people checking that site out.
That's absolutely incredible, and we want to congratulate Steve today. That's a big milestone.
Yeah.
And it actually shows a million hits. I thought it was going to go back to zero or something, you know.
Oh, really? It shows? Not like the old odometers on the cars?
No, it's...
Back to zero on your little... Dodge Dart.
It's kind of weird to say. It's just over a million. It hit a million hits right around showtime today.
All right.
FoundryMusic.com. I think the boss is in Washington, the new one, so we could say it today. FoundryMusic.com. What are you laughing at?
We could say it today.
Yeah, why not?
Boss is out of town?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, Ben. You know what to do. Plan C3A. Plan C3A.
Dave.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
We're losing you.
What?
We're losing you.
Yeah, man.
Where the hell you going?
I'm going back to college, man.
Where?
In Washington. Not in Washington, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Maryland.
Yeah, you know why? Because I broke my ankle up at Thanksgiving. And so I was home for like 10 weeks. So I've just been listening to you ever since, you know. But I've been listening to you from the beginning.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, it sucks. I have to go back, and I won't listen to you guys till May.
Know what's interesting about down there? There's, I can't name the station.
Damn it.
There's a station down there that wants to pick us up.
Really?
But the company thinks Ant and I are too out of control.
Oh, we're out of control.
That's BS, man.
You boys get in control before we put you out over the wire.
Yeah, that's
God
crazy.
Damn, we got our interest to protect. We like you boys. We hope you succeed. We want you to be syndicated in hundreds of stations on this company.
Yeah, I wish you guys...
But if you pull that stunt one more time...
You know, if your buddies, Opie and Anthony, weren't out of control, you'd probably be going back to school listening to us.
If you guys weren't out of control, then, you know, I wouldn't be listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a catch-22.
Exactly,
yeah.
Man.
If we weren't out of control, most of you guys wouldn't listen. That's why we have to take this chance.
Yeah, okay. We F up so much.
But there's a bunch of stations just on hold waiting.
Really?
Waiting for CBS to pull the switch. And they are just convinced we are so out of control.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for you guys to get syndicated and just blow Howard out of the water, you know what I'm saying? It's true, man, I'm telling you. But could you guys do me a favor?
Yeah, Dave.
Could you play that Chris Jericho interview?
Okay.
And one more thing, Anthony.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish in the sea, buddy. Okay?
God. That's all right, man.
Okay, you guys are great.
All right, Dave.
Okay, stay black.
Bye.
Bye.
I guess Dave putting a couple of things together.
Tommy!
We'll have a contest up, later in the show. Surprise. Guess where Anthony lives now. That'll be a contest.
Tommy, what's up?
I want to send a big F you out to my ex-wife and a lawyer, a goddamn lawyer, for jerking me off for the past 2 years.
Oh, now, come on. Be sympathetic.
Oh, I'm sympathetic. I got my what? Papers back today. They're signed, sealed, and delivered.
How much you lose?
About $1,000 a month.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's how much, not fair, though. It's worth it.
How much you miss worth it? How much you make?
I'm sure not as much as Anthony. But whatever it is, let me tell you, it's worth it. To have your freedom.
Yeah?
And, yeah. And also, I just want to let her know that she's no longer covered under my benefits. I just figured I had to call and get that across, you know?
All right, Tommy.
That's gotta be nice, writing that check every month, huh?
Actually, I have my girlfriend do it. So that when she sees it, it burns her even deeper.
God damn, now that's funny.
Yeah, I make sure my girlfriend writes it, so when she sees the signature, it's like, you know, it's like pouring acid on an open cut, you know?
Oh, cut.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Write that one down there.
All right, Tommy. Yeah, that's
funny. Don't worry about it.
All right. Let me tell you something, Tommy. Anthony is not worried about a thing.
Oh, I know. I hear it.
Anthony is a happy man.
I hear it.
You won't hear Corky Stern over here. Hell's no.
All right, fellas. I want to touch base with you. You're doing great. I called up, like, I don't know, geez, must have been about 8 months ago when you were doing that, had that Elvis guy on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I just want to say hello to the boys at Emory that are out there driving right now up and down the roads.
Okay, Tommy.
And that's it. Have a nice weekend, fellas.
You too, buddy.
Keep up the good work.
All right, man.
Thanks. Bye.
And all I have to say is you're taking this Howard Stern wannabe thing to an extreme.
Too far. We'll be double dating, me and Howie, down in the Bahamas.
We'll be on a jet ski together.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you something. Unlike Howard, you're not going to see me carousing around with a bunch of men. That's for sure. I spend time with men here in the studio. That's it. That's it, pal. My penis has been unlocked from 9 years of tyranny. Oh, my God.
This show is filled with surprises today.
I know how the my penis knows how the slaves felt when Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Sean, you're next on the show. How are you?
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right.
So you got scared about The Rock coming in, or what?
If you're just tuning in, we found out today The Rock is coming back next Thursday.
Yeah. If you smell what's in Anthony's pants.
I don't know. We'll be honest with the guy. I mean, what are we going to do? We'll look like ass wipes if we just sit here and lap his butt. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to... speak to him about the things that were concerning us on that day, and then he'll beat the crap out of us, and it'll be over.
I'm gonna, we have a lot of friends on the force, Anthony.
Yes.
I'm thinking bulletproof vest.
And some Kevlar, strap on some Kevlar.
Some Kevlar would be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully maybe. You will both be survivors.
Let me tell you, though, if he hits you, like even just knocks you down, you have a concussion.
Yeah.
You see the size of him?
I know. What about a football helmets for both of us?
Yeah, we'll be needing them afterwards, too, on the short bus. The hockey helmet. Wearing a hockey helmet. And then, I love the back.
We used to do a radio show.
The back.
We're over in Italy.
Jesus.
I'm screwed. Hey, June.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. What's up?
I just want to let you know that you guys are really crazy, that this Rock is intelligent. He's a wonderful businessman. Oh. He's got tons of fans. A lot of women love him. And he's got such a great following that I think for you to to mock him like this, you're really very jealous of him. The guy is a great entertainer.
That must be it.
That's what it is.
The Rock comes on and you leave a trail like a slug. Is that what happens, June? You like The Rock, do you?
I love The Rock. I think he's great. I like The Rock. I like Val Venis. I think those guys are talented.
What about Dwayne Johnson? You like him?
Oh, I love Dwayne Johnson. Same guy. It's The Rock.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
The Rock is a fun guy who looks like he doesn't take himself seriously.
And June, those guys wouldn't give you the time of day.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's not what I'm looking for, though.
Who are you kidding?
You're basing your opinion on a character.
No, I'm basing my opinion on somebody that entertains me and somebody that I like. And actually,
you like them because you fantasize about them like riding you.
Hey, listen, don't you guys fantasize about women? He's a great entertainer.
You want his schlong.
That's not what I want.
You want The Rock's rock.
No, that's not what I want. I just think he's a
you
great
want the rocks.
Entertainer.
So we shouldn't be able to talk about him, right?
Excuse me?
So we shouldn't be able to talk about him?
I don't think you should.
Because you said so, June?
No, not because I said so. Right. I just think he's a really great guy, and I think you guys are jealous of him.
Just a terrific guy. Yeah. Terrific human being.
He is a terrific human being.
A real man has a problem with someone. What does he do? He cries and walks away. That's a real man, sure.
What a guy.
He's an entertainer, though, don't you think? Great entertainer and a great businessman.
Oh, yeah, businessman. How does he know about business?
Pardon me?
What does he know about business?
Look how much money he's made. Look what a following he has.
June?
Just bury the whole car.
We lost June. George, you're next. What's up?
What's up, O&A?
How are you?
Listen, when The Rock comes down, you should interview him in blackface.
Oh, yeah. That'll
could you imagine that? He walks in and like, hello, Mr. Rock. What's happening?
A little Al Sharpton.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh, man.
That'll happen. All right, George.
I take it easy, guys.
You idiot. Who else we got on the line? Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, what's going on, O&A?
All right.
Yo, Anthony, you check your pants lately?
Why?
Well, since you're so scared, S-less of The Rock.
Dude, wait, you can't curse.
Oh, my
bad. It seems like I crapped myself, you could say.
Oh, sorry.
But no, I'm not.
Listen, I want to give an F-U out to the weathermen.
Why?
You see all that snow Long Island guy yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been a whole eighth of an inch.
Well, I was out on Long Island last night, open. It seems they got just socked in with what had to be an eighth of an inch of snow
out
there on the ground.
And I'm a little confused. You said you were out on Long Island last night?
Yeah.
I thought you lived out there.
No, I don't live out there.
But you and I live a half a mile from each other. I just assumed you were...
No, Ope, we used to.
Oh,
we'll have a contest later. What borough does Anthony live in now? See if you can guess. That'll be a good contest. We got something to give away?
Yeah, we could give something
away.
Yeah,
get
for
a
that.
Prize.
All right.
What borough does Anthony live in now?
So it's a borough?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm moving closer to the city. Oh.
Okay.
If not in the city.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, we'll play that contest in a few minutes. How's
mm-hmm.
that? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Billy from Airsick Productions.
Yes, that's right. I have an apartment right next door to Howard.
Billy.
Oh.
We win, gentlemen. We win. The Rock is coming crawling back on his knees.
Oh, yeah, we got to see that one.
Please, Opie and Anthony, please. I beg your forgiveness.
Oh, don't push out, guys. I got an idea.
Yeah, don't push out. You're going
to
be here?
Yeah, you want me to? Because, look, you know what? I'll sit there. I won't say a word like sick boy till you guys all make nice and go, hey, here's the guy who wrote the songs about you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll put on a football helmet and go.
You'll be on the short bus with us, Billy.
Hey, it's going to affect my career? Don't cry for me, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, we're a little nervous, Billy.
Oh, come on.
I swear to you.
Do you want me to come in and hold your hands?
Well, the only reason I'm nervous is because I did read about him where he does have a rage issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if we're not going to back down, if we're really going to try to discuss this with him, it could get ugly, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it could, but think about it.
Because now we got some time to prepare and think about it. I mean, we'll be honest, we looked like pussies last week. We were blindsided. We weren't ready.
But, oh, yeah. Think about it. Did you do anything wrong?
No.
Exactly. That's the whole point. But you know what? How funny would it be? Smooth everything over and then piss him off again. Come on. What is better than that? The dentist would be going nuts.
It's just a matter of time before you see Ant and I on Raw. Raw is war.
on a big speaker.
Rock, you better get your ass out here.
Titantron. What would our music be when we walk through the Titantron, Opie?
God, I don't know. We could figure something out. But
some type of retarded carnival music.
We would look pathetic out there. Our skinny little white legs. Yeah. All right, Billy.
Hey, let me know, guys, if you want to do it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, this next Thursday, The Rock comes in for round two. The half breed don't mind it. The Rock's a pussy. The Rock's a pussy. The half breed don't like it. He's mental retardated. The Rock's a pussy. The Rock's a pussy. He's mental retardated.
You see on the instant feedback? Get Jay Moore in the studio for next Thursday show.
Oh, man.
I don't think we can make that happen. I think he's too busy out there in L.A.
I think The Rock would kill Jay Moore. Like, Jay's a big friggin' smartass is what he is, and he'd say something. I used to wrestle.
Wait. Did Rick leave all the numbers behind?
Yeah.
Get Jay Moore's number. Rick's in London. He's going to be back next week. Ben doing a great job this week filling in, by the way.
Yes.
Anthony, little golf clap for Ben. We got to try to get Jay Moore on the line. He'll give us he'll give us some advice what to do next Thursday.
Tell that half breed.
I got to pull the tape of all the things he said about The Rock. All right, let's take a quick break, Ant, and we'll be back. All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNAW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show, it's FU Friday. Hey, not many FUs coming in today. The best way is through the fax line. Make it short, we do read a lot of faxes, and if you write a story, we usually just throw it away. We don't have time to read too much. Quick paragraph would do the trick, okay? The fax line, 212-957-9639. Ed and I, very distracted. We got to give props to Leslie Gold, the radio chick.
What's she up to there?
The radio chick is the show on just before Ant and I. And, wow. She put some pictures of herself on the WNEW website, WNEW.com, I believe, or is it FMTalk1027.com?
I think either one will get you there.
All right, WNEW.com. And she's got two brand-new photos of herself, and I'm dying. Dying over here, Ant.
Yeah, let's take a little look.
I didn't realize she was that hot. I always thought she was hot, but she's, like, real hot.
One shot, she's kind of squatting on a stool. She's got a little bit of leg showing there. Is that a...
Little leg showing. She's,
little thigh.
She's dressed in black, blonde hair.
And she's got a bang me face on.
Without a doubt.
She's making the bang me face.
We don't get to see her like that. We get to see her with the baseball hat on.
Yeah.
You know, pulled almost down over her eyes and stuff.
And then what the hell's going on with this second shot? She's laying on some leopard skin couch thing or something.
Yeah.
And she's got her shirt open.
Yep.
She's got a bra on, and her boob is hanging out.
A very sexy bra. Half her boob is hanging out. She's got the F me face going.
Yeah, that's the look you see right before you jam at home.
She's got a tight little belly thing working here. Look at that. Nice. Damn, man.
Wow.
We didn't know this was going on.
Who took these pictures?
I don't know.
Butchie? My goodness.
Man.
Wow. Who knew?
Radio Chick, you got us speechless today. Look at those eyes, man. Look at those eyes. She's looking right at me, man. She wants me. Look at that.
Oh, really taken with the Radio Chick.
Didn't realize she was that hot because we don't get to see her like that, you know? Because it's radio. Let's face it. We don't have to, like, dress up for TV cameras or nothing. We're all a bunch of slobs unless we're doing an appearance or something.
Thank God. Thank God this isn't TV. I almost I almost assaulted my dermatologist this morning.
Why?
Oh, dude, come on. In my goddamn 30s, look at this. Look what the hell's going on with me. Dermatologist throughout the years always saying, don't worry, your pimples will go away as you get older. I'm going to be like, finally they're gone. I'm 97 years old.
Well, yeah, they're gone because now you got liver spots.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's covered up with liver spots.
Yeah.
Well, you know when you get swamp lip and you're feeling all bad and stuff and you don't want to go out in public? And
actually, I got one coming on.
Do you?
Yep.
I got the second nose growing out of the side of my head. Oh, and I go, you know, what does the dermatologist tell you all the time? Don't squeeze it. Right. Don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze it. I go in there. What does he do? He squeezes it. What makes his squeeze any better? Like, what? He knows.
You want to pop that thing.
God damn.
Well, I got, if it makes you feel better, I got something going on right here.
Yeah.
It's a nerve condition. I'll
do
tell
you.
You
feel
about
it?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to grow as I sit here.
Have anything to do with me?
No, I've been cool as far as what's going on with you lately. I could care less. As long as you're fun between 2 and 7.
You're going to pay me back for that cruise?
Yeah. I will.
I can use the cash.
I know you can. Now I know I have to pay you back. What is it again, $600?
I don't know. I didn't check that bill.
I think it's like $600. And it paid for my girlfriend's cruise to the Caribbean.
How that happened.
A cruise that I wasn't even on, and now,
wow.
I have to pay for it. What do I have to pay?
We're all paying, Opie.
I didn't get nothing from the cruise.
Like I did? Yeah, actually, I did. I got a week's worth of peace.
Jesus Christ.
God damn, where's a German U-boat when you need it? Where's that iceberg? Why couldn't there be an iceberg?
Yeah, it's just like the Titanic when you go on a cruise, sure. You'll meet Mr. Wright. All right. Everyone wants to hear the Rock interview over again, Anthony. The uncomfortable moment.
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that Jay?
It should be Jay.
Oh, yeah?
Then
why is Spaz typing? Just
why is he typing?
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Anthony.
My girlfriend's on the line.
Oh, no.
Screw it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
San?
Hi.
Oh, you decided to listen today?
Oh, good Lord.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm dandy.
I can say only that the hair on the back of my neck is standing.
How's your cruise?
It was good, thank you. And listen, Greg, oh my God. I just called him by his name.
Well, everyone knows my real name.
I know, but it's weird because I
no one uses it, though. It's not like I leave the building and then everyone calls me by my real name.
No, I know. I don't even use it.
And my real name is Marcia.
What?
No, you're saying that you're paying for the cruise. I said I pay for it. Did I not make out a check the other day?
Oh, I don't want to cause any rift between
you
two.
No.
Say it. With what money are you going to pay Aunt back with?
My money.
You're printing money now?
Yes. I wasn't banking for many years, so I can print money.
Why don't you use that fake money of yours to pay some of the bills? I'm just kidding with you.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Just because Anthony hates women right now doesn't mean that you...
I don't hate women.
I have to
help my buddy through a tough time.
Let me tell you, I love women.
Well,
believe
good.
Me.
Just, never mind.
Don't get into it. But I
love often, women. Read paragraph one.
Anthony,
that's the problem.
What'd you say?
Nothing said.
No.
Okay. But,
I just want Anthony to know that I offered to pay for this.
Yeah, she did, Anthony.
Oh, real?
But yes. I do want to thank you for letting me go on it.
Hey,
and
no problem.
And it was cheap. It was only six.
It was six?
Yeah, it was a great deal.
Is that it?
All right.
Yeah.
Next week, live in the show, I'll write out a check to Aunt. Oh, it's going to be so painful.
It's nice to know that people are thinking of getting the economical cruises when I'm getting raked over the coals. That's good.
It was a good cruise. Definitely was.
All right, Sam. The Rock's coming back Thursday.
I know. I'm coming in.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Sandy will save us.
I will.
Do you still like Anthony?
Yes, I do.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Sandy.
Bye.
Your sister's on the line, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
Everyone check it in.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
You're on the air. Don't say anything stupid.
I'll watch my mouth. Listen.
Not just the four-letter words. Don't say anything stupid.
I won't say anything stupid. I just wanted to tell you not to be saying stupid things on the radio.
I'm not saying anything. What am I saying?
Okay.
I've said nothing.
When you open the show at 3 o'clock, even though your show's supposed to start at 2...
We were here at 2 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were playing reruns from Wednesday.
We were here at 2. Shut up.
Ixnay on the E-Ray run.
Come on. The boss is out of town today.
Okay, yeah. I won't tell if you won't.
All right. No one noticed except Anthony's sister.
Yeah,
I'm the only one.
You busted us.
Listen, Ann.
Why?
You can't, like, go on the air and say what you did after the show last night.
Oh, I can say whatever the hell I want.
No, because I couldn't believe I heard what I heard, and I wound up going in reverse in the bank drive-thru, and I hit someone.
No! Oh, my sister's getting an accident. Any damage?
It was with Johnny's car.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay, then. Now, just a little scrape on the other car.
Oh, good.
I don't even think we're going to go through insurance companies, but I had to explain to her, my brother is a radio personality, and I was very shocked by what I heard on the radio, and the car went into reverse. So just be careful.
Oh, don't you worry. Yeah, and I saw your old boyfriend last night.
Yeah, I'm going
Adam
tonight.
Ferrara. You're going tonight?
We're taking about 25 people with us.
Really?
Yeah, so I better get a cut of this at the door.
Damn, I wish I would have gone tonight.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to meet us. We're going to dinner beforehand.
What are you going, the 8 or 10?
The late one.
10 o'clock show?
Yeah.
Then a governor. See Adam.
Yeah.
All right, Dawny.
If you can't meet up with us.
All right, Dawny.
Otherwise, I'll see everyone at Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to be there with Sandy?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, right. Okay, guys.
No, of course I'm going to bring my lovely girlfriend.
Very good.
All right.
Very good. Okay, so Anthony, watch your mouth. We don't want anyone else back.
So am I, Opie.
In the bank drive-up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dawny. A lot of surprises on
today's
show. Tom from Hofstra makes a good point. Hey, Aunt, thought you'd want to know that Opie did a Greaseman impression after you left yesterday.
Wait a minute. I was gone for maybe the last 3 minutes of the show.
Yeah, tops. Do you realize how many drinks that is on the Opie and Anthony drinking game?
I forgot about that.
Opie doing an impression. There's an Opie and Anthony drinking game somewhere on the internet. I think you could get to it on the unofficial website.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. If I ever do an impression on the show, it's like, I don't know, I think you have to like chug a ton of beer or something.
Yeah. My God.
It was quick and stupid. And no, I will not repeat it, Anthony. Thank you very much. So,
okay.
All right. We're running late, so we got to take another break. Are we going to get Jay Moore on the line? The publicist is working on it? All right. We're going to try to get Jay Moore on the line because we need some advice because we found out today, Anthony, live in the radio, finding out that The Rock is coming back this coming Thursday for another fun-filled interview by your pals Opie and Anthony. All right?
That could be fun.
All right.
Opie and Anthony.
Someone get this pen out of my nose.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. It's FU Friday. Yeah. I was going through some of the FUs while we were reading the Priceline commercial, Anthony.
Yeah.
Not many coming in, really. Nothing good, anyway. The best way to do it is through the fax line, 212-957-9639. Oh, I need my water spaz badly. Where is it? Oh, cool. All right.
I need my water.
No, I'm dying of thirst here. Go back to the phones. Hey, Chris, what's up today?
Yeah, fellas, I'm kind of a little disappointed today. I made this beautiful sign to bring to the garden on Sunday. I'm going. I don't know whether I should bring it now. I don't want to cause any trouble between you and him, you know?
No, go ahead. Bring all the signs.
Really?
It's still on, yeah.
It's beautiful. It says, hey, Rock, eat your heart out and steal the show. Love, Opie and Anthony.
All right.
I got a picture of you guys from the magazine on there.
Honestly, you know, we're still very, very pissed off at The Rock and very pissed off at the WWF. We'll see what happens Thursday. Let me tell you something about this whole thing. The Rock is coming in next Thursday. I got the call from the WWF today. They didn't explain anything. They didn't apologize, nothing. They didn't tell us why, you know, The Rock acted like he did, blah, blah, blah. But this is not fake.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they even agreed to let him come on if you got it resolved on the phone.
This isn't fake, though. I will not accept that today from our listeners. If, like, someone that doesn't like the show wants to pound us with an instant feedback or a phone call saying this is definitely fake, it's a setup, you know, you guys did this all along,
whatever. But the faithful listeners got to understand, this is not fake.
Oh, I know. It's
absolutely
real.
Not.
We were really pissed off the when Rock came in here and left. He looked like a crybaby. You know, he blindsided us. We had nothing to do with what he was claiming. Man to man, I told him, look, I have no idea what you're talking about. He still was, you know, like a little crybaby and walked out on us.
Yeah. No question. I know. I was uncomfortable driving in the car, listen. I can imagine how you guys felt face to face with him.
And he's coming back this Thursday, and it's going to be interesting radio. Because if I back down a second time, I'll never forgive myself. I'm serious.
That's going to be rough.
It's going to be a weird day, but don't even begin to think that this is all a setup. Because it's not.
No, I don't think it's a setup at all.
Well, a bunch of people are pounding us, and I swear to God, you know?
Well, like you said, the faithful listeners like me know it was the real deal, so.
Well, right. It's hard to believe anything as far as wrestling is concerned. You know, when what's his name, died? Owen Hart. Owen Hart died, like, I didn't think he was really dead.
Right.
So, obviously, people are going to think it's some kind of a wrestling angle to have The Rock pissed at us.
Hey, if it's an angle, we don't know anything about it, and that's the God's honest truth. No clue. But I don't think it is, because he was really, you know, bummed out.
And the words Heath and Steel on my sign are in bold print.
All right, Chris, good. Very good. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, bye. Another Chris on the line. What's up, Chris?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, all right.
I just want to give a F you out to the guy who was just about front row center with a man cow wow sign on SmackDown last night. That was pretty frustrating.
There's a list of stations that have stolen the wow concept from us, and they're all listed on the foundrymusic.com underground website. Please pound those radio stations. Because now everyone has forgotten where that whole concept started.
Yeah.
Because now, whatever. It's all over the place now.
Right.
And we're not getting credit for it because we're only in one market right now.
So yeah, that was out in...
So there's a bunch of rubes in all these tiny little radio markets all over the country that think, you know, Mancow is God because they think he came up with this Whip 'Em Out Wednesday concept. He didn't.
Right. Last night, I think the show was in Chicago.
Right.
I don't know if he's on there or what, like...
Yeah. All right.
But I was also wondering if I could be the first contestant in what borough does Anthony live in?
Oh, yeah, sure. Are we doing that, it?
Yeah.
What's the contest again?
What borough does Anthony live in? It's kind of easy because there's only so many boroughs.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to try to take the obvious and say Manhattan.
You were saying Manhattan?
Yeah.
No, it is not Manhattan.
Thanks,
I work at WNEW. Remember that. I cannot afford an apartment in Manhattan.
Right on.
Please.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
All right.
I'm very excited. I get to find out where you're living now.
Yeah. Opie doesn't even know. No one knows.
Want to take another guess, Ant?
All right.
Tim?
Hey, how you doing, Open Ant?
Real good.
All right. I think it's not where does Anthony live. It's where does drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head live, not an ant on the couch.
No, sorry.
Okay, man.
All right.
Hi.
What is this big, huge Opie and Anthony thing?
He's going to wave it someday.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Opie Anthony 1027.
Where's he waving that?
At the arena.
Oh, cool.
From the floor.
Awesome.
Good. Hope The Rock sees it and turns it sideways and shoves it up your candy ass.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey. Heard that you were thirsty, Opie.
Yeah, well, we're all thirsty.
A little while ago. Well, I was wondering, I mean, since I'm just a little bit away here, and since we have a cause to celebrate, since you're thirsty, and to make up for the crappy phone call I gave you yesterday, how about I come by with a couple of sixes? And a boss ain't around either, right?
Mm.
I'm happy to do it.
Well, you know, we could have the beers, and then after the show, while they've been chilling in the fridge,
indeed,
we can enjoy some in the safety and sanctity of our office far from the on-air studio.
Of course.
Come by, John.
Thank you.
You're right. In.
I'll be by.
Bye. No one else wants to guess what borough you live in?
What?
There's only a few left.
Yeah.
Al, what's up?
Hey, guys, you know how frustrating it is to listen to you guys, not scheme, or what was the word? You guys are playing games again. You're not being honest.
What do you mean?
You're talking amongst yourselves with your girlfriend, your siblings, and don't say this and don't say that. I haven't a clue what the hell you're talking about.
What, then you got to be friggin' retarded, Al.
From what I gather, I think that Anthony's wife or something threw him out or whatever.
No.
Obviously not a faithful listener. We've been giving you guys hints for months.
I've been listening. I listen while I'm working, you know.
If you put the pieces together, you know every every detail.
And why is something growing on your face because of Anthony? We don't know that either.
No, that's just... No. Opie gets, like a cold sore on his lip when he's stressed out. That's his cross to bear.
Isn't he stressed out because of you?
No. Swear to you. I'll tell you why I'm stressed out. You really want to know?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
All right. Because tomorrow, I am... I'm getting that laser surgery on my eyes.
Are you really?
Yeah, and I'm freaking
out.
That's
not foolproof, brother.
What?
That's not foolproof. I looked into it.
No kidding. That's why I'm scared. I might back out at the last minute, and I don't even want to take any calls from anyone about this.
Oh.
Because I didn't even want to bring it up, because I'm freaked enough.
Well, good luck to you.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Man.
Mary wants to guess where you're now living, Anthony.
All right, Mary.
Mary?
What's up, guys?
All right.
How y'all doing today?
Would you like to play Where is Anthony Living Now?
Yeah, actually I would.
Where?
Well, since you work for WNEW...
Yeah.
...and make crap money, I say you're living up in Harlem.
Yeah, me and Vanjie.
You and the brothers are getting it on.
Me and Vanjie shacking up.
Vanjie, that's her name, Vanjie. I can remember her name.
No, I am not living in Harlem.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to find the FDR from now on.
Very good, Mary. Thank you.
Later, guys.
Bye. Wow, no one has guessed it yet, Ant.
Nope.
John, you're next on the program. What's up?
Opie and Anthony.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right.
I was in the ESPN Zone bar the other night, and I met The Rock.
Yeah?
And my friend Sam, he knows a lot of wrestlers, and he introduced me to him, and he was talking to him. And I asked him a question after we were talking to him for a little bit. I said, I listened to Opie and Anthony a little bit. I heard the show. And he was talking some mad crap about you guys.
He
hates you guys.
He hates us.
Hates. Why does he hate us?
He didn't flat out say I hate him. He's like, give me the cold shoulder. He's like, those guys are chumps. And I'm like, yeah, I don't listen to them that. Even though I listen to you all the time, I'm like, yeah, I don't listen to them that much.
Yeah, you pussy.
Oh, you curse.
You curse, man. Thank you, John.
Sorry, dude.
Bye. See? My Everyone's God. All brave until you see him face to face.
I know.
Then you definitely act differently. Sal, you're next on WNEW.
Hey,
what's up,
guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I say when The Rock comes in, you guys get dressed like goalies, hockey goalies, full equipment, the whole nine yards.
Not at work.
Not a bad idea. I'm seriously thinking about it.
Yeah, and you guys, Anthony.
Yeah.
How about the borough of Queens?
Oh, you're saying Queens?
Yes, I am.
No.
All right, guys. You guys suck.
As far as Anthony's concerned, no. Not Queens.
That's too close?
Yeah, right. No, not Queens.
You started your life in Queens, though.
Yes, Flushing.
All right. I'm trying to find the answer for you here, buddy. Matt, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
All right.
I say it's the Bronx.
No, it is not the Bronx.
Man, we're running out of boroughs.
We certainly are. Very, very quickly running out of boroughs.
All right, let's go to John. John, you're up next. What's up?
I say Brooklyn.
Brooklyn! Yes.
All right.
I'm Italian. I'm named Anthony. It was the law.
Yeah, it's
because
with it.
I had to.
Anthony, you're living in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Wait, let me write that down.
Brooklynite.
Could we guess your phone number now? Because I would like to have that.
Go ask yourself.
Yeah.
It's the first, number 9.
It's 718. All I'll right. tell you that much.
7184?
I'm not telling you. No, I'll give you my goddamn phone number.
All right. John, I think you got a lovely gift prize from the Opie and Anthony show.
Cool. Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben, what do we got for him? What, John?
Last night I was watching the Channel 2 News. They were interviewing guys that were going to the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Ziggy was on.
Someone else faxed us about that.
Yeah,
get out.
I faxed that to you guys earlier, yeah.
Is that really true?
Yeah, Ziggy was on there. They had it right underneath there. Ziggy, homeless person.
No,
I was like, holy crap, it's Ziggy. I got to call these guys.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
All right, John.
And I recognized him from the unofficial website.
Right, which is over a million hits today.
Cool.
Well, Ben, what do we got for John?
Some DVDs, CDs, shirts, videos, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Big prize package.
Look at that, a prize package.
For guessing where Ant lives now.
Where I live.
All right, John, hold on the line, all right?
All right.
All right, cool.
Look at this, Opa. Tommy from New York saying, you better hope your eye surgery goes terrible so you won't be able to see The Rock kicking your ass next week.
I think I'm going to back out.
Nah, come on.
I'm serious.
You can't back out. It's supposed to be, everybody's on instant feedback, at least, saying that it's good.
Yeah.
2020 vision.
I know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. God, too bad I didn't have this, like, surgery when I was, like, really single. No, because then, like,
why?
Because then I would have been picking up some, like, hot babes and stuff, because I'd be able to see them.
What are you saying?
That you, well, they did look, they looked hot in the dark bars without glasses.
Without glasses on? Oh, my gosh.
Different story when I brought him home.
I might have been the beer talking then again.
Hey, you got a schlong.
Shut up.
Let's take a break. We'll regroup and we'll be back.
Opie Anthony. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's FU Friday with Opie and Anthony. We're just kind of screwing off today.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Pretty much like every day. Are we getting any faxes, Ben? Not really, huh? I want to send a big FU to... I can't read it.
What the... Who the what?
A big FU to Hillary Clinton. She couldn't get a job as a daytime stripper with that fat ass.
Daytime stripper.
Please hypnotize The Rock and turn him into a... Whoa. Into a... Oh, I can't say that.
Let's see. Whoa, stop.
Big FU to Anthony for sounding like Stern whining about his wife.
Oh, shut up. Like I'm friggin' whining. Give me a break.
You won't hear Anthony whine.
I'm banging.
Okay. And once again, a bunch of faxes and none we can really read on the air because they're pointless, really. So keep trying. Fax line 212-957-9639. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, Opie.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
You said you were scared. Let me tell you something.
About the laser surgery?
About the laser surgery.
See, I didn't even want to bring this up on the air.
You know, I think most calls you're going to get, it's going to be positive, this being one of them. I had it done last September, and it's unbelievable. I'm sitting at my computer. Prior to getting the surgery, I couldn't read the computer screen. The big E on the chart?
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. You know, it was just a big blur. Next day, the day after the surgery, I'm reading my neighbor's license plate from across the street. I couldn't tell what kind of car it was before.
I love you guys that get the surgery. You talk about, like, how you're just walking around reading things now, and it's, like, amazing.
Let me tell you something. To this day, a year later, every once in a while, I'm driving around, and I'll look and go, man, this is incredible.
Yeah, see, and you don't understand, because you never had glasses around, right? You don't understand.
What do you wear, Opie? Contacts or glasses?
Glasses right now.
I used to wear contacts,
but it was a nightmare.
Yes. It sounds crazy, and I guess unless you wear contacts, if... The 5 minutes it takes to wash them, you know, in the morning, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass.
It would be nice to just walk outside and be able to see stuff without putting my glasses on and all that
crap. But you struck a nerve with me when you said how afraid you were.
Yeah, I'm freaking. I'm not going to lie.
I skydive. I remember what my first jump was. I had a malfunction where my main didn't open. I had to go to reserve. Let me tell you something. I was more scared going in for the surgery.
than jumping out of the plane.
I'm telling you. But
yeah, I wake up every day. I'm going to do it. And then, like, by the end of the day, I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, it helped me. When I went there, I watched someone going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little gruesome to watch it. I don't know what you're having it done. Maybe you don't want to say. But I'm sure you did your research on your doc.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, and...
The one thing I learned, if you are going to get this laser surgery done,
mm-hmm.
you got to do the research on the doctor, because this procedure is getting so huge that a lot of these doctors are getting a weekend course and then they're doing it.
Yeah, pretty soon a dentist will be able to do it with a drill to hang a shingle out, right?
Yeah, because I mean they're getting certified to do the surgery pretty much every weekend, a bunch of people.
Yeah,
got to find someone that has done an S load of these.
Absolutely, and that's key, you know. And the guy I spoke to so many people, you know, who I friends of friends. Yeah, give me his number, let me call him, and got a lot of positive feedback on it, so that kind of helped.
Mm-hmm.
But it do it. The only thing I was talking to Spaz before, he was asking me, it's not painful. but it's a lot more uncomfortable than they lead you to believe it would be.
Oh. At least the guy's being honest.
I'm going to tell you straight out.
All right.
They put this thing in your Clockwork Orange. You guys saw the movie, I'm sure.
Yes.
The thing that holds the eye open is called, I think, a scapula, if I remember correctly. That thing hurts when they put it on, and it your eye is wide open. Then they put, you have an LASIK done, right?
Yeah.
Then they put this device. Anthony, it's like a...
Listen to Anthony Free, because he's more like squeamish than I.
It's a mechanical plane. And what it does, it slides across the top of your eye.
Oh.
And it slices the cornea, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Just about, like, 95% of the way through.
Wow.
Then he takes a pair of tweezers.
Yes, this is it. Go, go.
And he flips that flap that he just created by the slice over.
Yeah.
And once he does that, here's where I got scared going through it. You go blind.
Ah!
You don't see any light. Everything goes black.
Your eye is open and you're blind.
Right. Because what he did is he just took off the part of the eye that you're looking through.
Yeah, like that, like every part of your eye is necessary.
Exactly.
It's not like extra parts. Exactly. So when they remove the top of your cornea...
You don't want to just slice this off and lose it. Right?
No. So how long are you blind for?
As long as it takes the laser to do its thing, and I told him, I must have left my fingerprints in the chair rails because I'm squeezing for all I'm worth.
I'm not going tomorrow. I'm not going. I'm not going to sit here and act brave. I'm a puss.
Opie, you're taking this wrong. I'm trying to talk you into doing
it. So how long did it take? How long did you have your flap flapped open?
I'd say about 15 seconds, because what you do, when he flaps it open, everything goes black, but you could still see there's a red dot on the laser. And he says, just stare at the red dot. And I'm like, Doc, I can't see the dot. He goes, you're doing, at that point when I couldn't see it, I'm just concentrating on holding my eyeball still, all right? I'm looking at the same spot. And you hear the laser, and it sounds like a tick, 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 tick. And what it does, it burns off, and burns probably the wrong term. It's like a cold laser, I believe. And it just shaves down the cornea to the proper curvature, and then that stops. He flips the thing over, and you could start seeing again. Everything's blurry as hell. This is one eye I'm talking about.
Oh, my.
He does one eye at a time, obviously. He flips it over. You start seeing light again. You make out images. From going completely blind and black, you can actually see, shapes and colors. And
oh,
like that.
Boy, shapes and colors.
Yeah, Let me tell you. Well, once they did that, they're done with the eye. You relax, and they do the same thing to the other eye.
This is
and
why
that
I did
takes
not...
about,
Go ahead.
That takes about 10, maybe 15 minutes between the time they stop, your rest period between the left eye and the right eye. I get up out of the chair and walk outside. And before I went in for the surgery, I looked out the window and I tried to read something across the way. It was a big Nordstrom sign. And let me tell you something. That big sign on the side of the building was hard to see when I went in. When I came out, it was blurry as hell. But guess what? I can actually see it.
Oh, man.
So.
Oh, boy.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
And I got a little.
How long ago did you have it done?
Last September.
Okay.
If you'll give me a chance, I'll go on real quick.
Go ahead.
Looking at this, later on that day, my vision's not getting any better. Here's where I started worrying again. What I do to my eyes? Everything's blurry. Things are double vision, and I'm getting real nervous. I went to bed that night. The next morning, I woke up. I had 20/15 vision. It's overnight. You go from seeing blurry to seeing better than you ever did in your life.
All right, Joe.
Hey, all the bad stuff, it's worth it. Before you just said, I'm not doing it, do it. I'm telling you. It's amazing, and it's worth the money you pay for it.
Wow.
Well, that's one man's opinion. Now, of course, maybe someone will give you a call a little later telling you that, they see double vision. But
hey, how do they fasten that flap back?
The eye has, again, it's what I was told. I guess to put it in layman's terms so I understand, but the eye has like a natural sucking action. And when they flip.
Come on! You're using all the wrong words.
It's
man.
Like a pulsing action. When they flip the cornea back down, it kind of sucks itself back on, and then eventually that that incision that they made with that plane heals itself.
Would you just be afraid to blink that it's going to flap off?
He says, you know, don't stare up at the shower, and you know, I'm protecting my eyes. They give you the goggles to put on too.
Goggles?
Yeah,
what?
Actually, you know what?
Holy Jesus! You got to come in here wearing goggles. I'll wet myself.
The old man in Florida type glasses.
The Terminator glasses.
Terminator glasses. You got it.
You got to wear the Terminator.
Give you that. Your eyes are sensitive.
My name is Opie. Hi.
You having it done tomorrow?
I don't know. All right, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Hey, well, I hope I was able to give you a little insight and give you some positive feedback. It's
wow.
That's all. You know, that's the gruesome details on the stuff that went through. But do it.
All right, Joe.
It changes your life.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye. Take care.
There goes Joe.
This won't hurt a bit.
Johnny, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
I got a couple things for both of you guys. One, with regards to that laser surgery.
Yes.
A buddy of mine had a fish hook in his eye. We were out fishing, and that's disgusting, man. That's all I can think about. And also, if you got to wear short and curly, I mean, you got to wear those. What happens if you get a short curly in there, man?
You get a short curly in your eye?
Yeah. I mean, if you're down there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he won't put his head down there.
Yeah. And, Ack, you said you're living in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Are you living in your car?
Yeah, that's it. I'm on the side of the Belt Parkway.
Well, I thought you were bunking up with Old Dirty or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, do you need furniture? We can get a little furniture drive going for you.
Nah, I think I could swing a couple of beanbag chairs and a cooler. That's all I need.
Four recliners and a TV?
TV. Whoa. Wow. Boy, that'd be nice. I'll be just fine, man.
Hey, yo, with Valentine's Day coming up, what's happening? You going to get Sandy another car, you know, keep her off for one more year?
Definitely.
Yeah?
After what I learned today, what are you kidding? What I learned today, prenup.
All right, guys, peace, man. You rock.
That word has just entered my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Hey, is there anything as a post-nup? Pre-nup.
Brian.
Yeah.
What's up?
Don't do it.
I knew it.
I got a story for you.
You know what's scary?
What?
The guy before you that just completely freaked me out was all for me getting the surgery tomorrow.
He said no matter what the horror is, it's worth it.
That he had to explain to me, and now we have a guy saying don't do it. Go ahead, Brian.
My uncle had, you know, pretty bad sight.
Now, this is second-hand info. The first guy was first-hand info. Okay.
Oh, okay. But he's a very close uncle to me. He's a good friend of mine. He goes in for the surgery. He goes blind for a second in one eye. Never got the vision back.
Okay. Oh, shut up.
Never. I'm serious.
I gotta hang up on him.
His little piece of cornea, like, slipped off.
Shut up!
Fell on the floor.
That's the dream I've had.
Ow!
Because the machine goes across and actually slices the cornea. And it makes a flap. And then the flap is, like, you know, folded over. And then the laser... And then they put the flap back.
They put the flap back.
And the nightmare I've been having lately is they just keep going... And cut it right off.
Oh. I'm sure it's not how far the machine goes that does the cut. I'm sure it goes all the way past your eye, but like the top or bottom is still connected.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, the machine went too far and cut the whole slice off a piece of ham at belly.
This is the stuff I'm going to learn tomorrow. So you don't think there's a possibility whatsoever of it going too far and just completely slicing it off?
Oh, dude, there's a possibility the whole apparatus could cave in and fall into your head. What do I know?
Oh. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I had the surgery done about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
When it was in sort of its infancy. And they went over with the laser. They cut it everything. They put a...
Like the Joseph Mengele Eye Center, he had it done.
They put a protective contact over it. So I went to sleep that night. The next morning, I go to wake up. I try to open my eyes. I start screaming in pain. The contact fell out with all the medication covering the eye, and I had to be dragged to the doctor with my eyes closed.
walk in with two people holding me because I couldn't get outside because there was no, like, cornea over it. It was just raw skin up against my eyes.
Ah. Well, that's 3 years ago.
I know. It has changed, but I do have perfect vision. Where are you going to get it done?
I don't want to say right now.
Oh, I can understand. And, Ann, you living in Bensonhurst?
Close enough.
Really? Bay Ridge?
Very close.
You can go for a drink if you're in Brooklyn.
Cool, man.
I'll talk to you later.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Can't say exactly where Anthony's staying. I'm such a huge celebrity.
Okay? Oh, sure.
I'd be swamped.
Hey, oh, you are Anthony. Oh.
Hey, Sal, what's up?
What's up? I got my eye surgery done a couple months ago. I don't know where the guy went. He must have went to Joe the Butcher or something.
Yeah.
Well, nothing. Opie, don't be afraid. You don't go blind when they flip the thing open. You just see blurry. The guy, I don't know where he went. The only time you go blind is when they put the thing to open, you know, to cut that thing around it. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And they numb your eye so much with those drops, you could punch yourself in the face. You won't feel a thing. Maybe you should do that when the rock comes in. You won't feel it.
That's not a bad idea. So you're very happy with the results?
Very happy. I got 15-15 vision. I brought my partner with me, my girlfriend with me.
How bad were your eyes before?
It was on the contact. It was minus 275 and minus 250.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
My girlfriend was minus 10, and she's 20-20.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really bad.
All right.
I went to Dr. Nick Sawley. I don't know if I can say the name, but he's really great. No pain whatsoever. These guys are all trying to scare you. I'm the biggest pussy there is when it comes to doc.
Right.
Let me tell you, but wasn't afraid at all.
Thank you.
And I got to see it before I did it because I watched my brawlers being done.
I will not be able to watch anyone else. If I'm going to do it, I just got to just do it. I'm not going to sit there and watch someone else go through it. No way.
It scared me a little bit because you got the big TV. All you see is the pupil being done. And that, like, freaked me out a little bit. But you don't get to see it when you're, you know, underneath the laser.
All right.
And I got a big F you to Mother Nature because it's damn freezing out here.
All right, Sal.
Yeah, very cold.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend. Hey, if you come to Dyker Heights, Anthony, come over to the house. I'll give you a nice homemade wine.
All right, man.
Take care.
Hey,
everyone welcoming me, Steve.
Welcoming you back to the neighborhood, Anthony.
Says, welcome to Brooklyn. The fine people of Brooklyn welcoming me, Opie, with open arms.
Well, you'll fit right in.
Of course.
If I moved to Brooklyn, I don't think I would fit in as well as you,
I've
Anthony.
Always loved Brooklyn.
To be with my own kind, I think I have to go all the way out to Riverhead. Isn't that where the Polish community is?
I don't know. A lot of blacks in Riverhead, Opie.
I'm not that Polish. I'm a mutt. All right, a couple more on the eye surgery, and we'll move on. Mike, what's up?
What's happening, guys?
All right.
Had it done last Friday.
Last week. Okay.
10 a.m. in the morning. Got home at 1, laid down till 4, got up, and the first thing I saw was the time on my VCR crystal clear.
And you were just...
Wow, look at this, a success story.
Unbelievable.
And it was no big deal?
No big deal. You go dark for about 10 to 15 seconds. And then you see the light, like you said, that pulse come back on. The whole thing takes 5 minutes. It doesn't take 20 minutes or a half hour.
Oh. These doctors are doing this in their sleep now, too,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, this guy's in Midtown. You probably heard of him. I won't say who it is, but he knew what he was doing.
Cool.
So good luck, Opie. Go do it.
Right.
Opie it was.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Then I'm like, okay, no big deal. I'll go tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And now I go to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Oh, yeah. don't do it. Opie, I'm telling you the truth, man. Listen, I had the surgery done about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
All right? Here's my problem, okay? My left eye, they screwed up something with my tear duct. And what happens is, if you see my eye right now, I got so much water oozing out of my eye. It's constantly. I have to use either, like, have a cloth or something with me. Because they tell me it's normal to some people. But I got to tell you the truth. It is absolutely the grossest thing. Because it oozes. Your eye, you can't help it. It's like you're crying all the time in one eye.
Oh.
It's horrible. So I've got a lawsuit pending because one eye is good. The one eye that I did have it done to, you know, is fine and made me go back to the second eye. But now all of a sudden, you know, I've tried to explain to them what's going on. The doctor said, well, at first he said, don't worry about it, it's normal. And now all of a sudden, don't worry, it's going to heal all by itself.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's one of the things I've heard, too. All right, Tony, thank you. Tony?
Thank you.
All right, man.
It affected his hearing, too, Opie.
Obviously. Bob, what's up? We got to wrap up this
subject. Hey, Opie, I was thinking of having this surgery done myself, but that first guy that was talking to you, I think talked me out of it.
I think he talked half of the tri-state area out of it.
And
he was the one that was, positive.
I know. And the thing is, my wife said to me the other day, I think you should go for a vasectomy. And I'm saying, should I get my eyes fixed or go for a vasectomy? But after what that guy said, I think I'm going to go for the vasectomy. I'm not really sure. But I hope I go to the right doctor when I get it done, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and Anthony, you're full of... Well, you're not living in Brooklyn. You're an old Westburg with Allison.
All right, Bob.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we never went by the house to give her flowers.
No.
We should have done that. One of the bits that we never did. Seamus, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
Listen, I work in one of the centers. It's no problem. It takes 5 minutes. You'll never even know it was done.
Really?
Yeah. You just got to put in drops. Putting in the drops are worse than the procedure.
Yeah. Sure.
Trust me. I've actually seen the flap get cut off.
All right, cut it out. That's what I'm worried about.
It gets cut off. They put it right back on, and believe it or not, in less than 4 minutes, it's healed back down. You would never knock it off.
How the hell does that happen? How does your eye, like, whoa.
Yeah, how does
three layers, and they don't go down to the bottom layer. The middle layer is really cohesive.
Cohesive, Opie. It's like glue. It's its own goo glue.
Googly goo.
It's called stroma. It heals right down.
All right.
Really?
How many do you guys do a day?
Probably around 10 a day.
Really?
Just go to someone who's going to treat you right. Don't go to someone that says, oh, I do 50 a day. If he does 50 a day, how does he have any time for you? Take your time.
We should have done.
Honestly,
go to someone that's good.
Honestly, the guy I picked, I have no problem with. It's just, I'm just scared in general. You know, I've been doing research on this for a really long time, since like last April. So
we should have gone to one of those butcher shops and got one of those cow eyes and a razor, and I could have showed you.
Cut it out, man.
Hey, that razor they use is like a $20,000 razor.
Really?
Yeah.
Very sharp, very thin.
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe this thing. It's so precise.
All right. Thank you, Seamus.
Hey, good luck with it, man.
All right, man.
Oh.
Last one. We'll end this with Matt. Matt, you're next. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
I just had the surgery done like 2 days ago. It's like amazing. It's like I could see perfect now.
Really?
Like I was totally blind almost before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, you definitely got to go get it done. Don't listen to those guys.
See, I'm not that blind, though. I can walk around without glasses for the most part.
Yeah, but those guys, man.
It's like night driving and all that crap. I want to, like, you know.
You don't want to crash.
Nah, I don't.
All right, guys.
All right, Matt.
Man, go do it, though.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we got to take a break.
Oh.
Nah, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do now.
I guess you got to do it.
I mean, come on.
When it's over in 5 minutes. No matter how bad the horror is, it'll be over in 5 minutes.
And the odds are good that it'll be fine.
No longer than a slow death by slitting someone's throat. You'd sit there and bleed out and it would take 5 minutes. No different than maybe you sitting on the train tracks in a car with the train barreling down on you. It's 5 minutes. That's it, right?
I guess so.
So you the horror that you might feel is only going to be 5 minutes long.
Right.
Who's on the warm line before we take a break? We are trying to get Jay Moore. Oh, come on, Spaz. Who is it? All right, we got to take a break. Nope, they hung up. All right, we'll be back. Stay there.
Opie, you're a sick ass man.
Anthony.
You're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
And it's FU Friday with your pals Opie and Anthony.
You know what's cool about the surgery, dude?
Huh?
After you have it done and you put your glasses on after you had it done, it looks like you're looking through binoculars backwards. People look really far away. Or maybe it'll look like a telescope.
Cut it out, man. Now everyone's calling me a pussy. All right, I'll just do it. I'll just do it.
Do it. You can do it.
You can do it. Bill, you're next on the radio show. What's up?
How's it going? My name is Bill.
Yes, I know.
I got dumped this week.
You did?
I see Anthony's... What's that?
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, it's not an FU, though.
All right, go ahead.
I see Anthony's taking his situation very well. And I want to come in there for inspiration and to see some naked chicks. Kind of cheer me up.
Who says I got dumped?
I didn't say... No, I'm not saying you did. I said your situation. I know you're not dumped. You're happy.
It's being addressed as the situation. Is that the official name for this?
Yeah, let's call it the situation.
It's called the situation.
We
have to call it the situation.
Well, I don't want to make a direct reference.
Yeah.
Code word snatch.
We'll just call it the situation.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Na 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 na. Dave, you're next on the radio show.
Yeah, I got a big F you for Anthony.
Why?
He's such a puss. What? Backing down when he hears the rocks coming in. And then all of a sudden I'm listening to the Howard Stern show where I'm listening to him crying about his marital problems. And he's just a big puss.
Why?
You are the biggest whoopee. I hope the rock comes in there, and I hope the rock tears you a new a-hole.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Rock will be here Thursday.
I'll love it.
All right, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye. Are you distraught today, Anthony?
I'm so distraught. I'm going through the instant feedbacks, and about 20 girls want to bang me.
Oh, wow, this chick wants to F you on line 10. Sarah!
Yeah?
What's up?
Nothing.
You want to F Anthony?
Yep, I want to be the first one to bone him after the big thing.
After the situation's over?
Uh-huh.
The situation. Oh, my God. Well, we'll wait. We'll wait till after the situation.
Hey, can we have a contest, you think?
What? What?
Give one of our fine listeners a chance to, you know... Bone
to
you?
Bang me? Oops, too late. We already have a winner. What? What?
Well, Sarah, I don't think he's going to take you up on that one.
All right, sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, Anthony, you want to be just like Howard, don't you? This is from Gary in New York. Old bit.
This is an old bit.
It's an old bit. I'm ripping off Howard.
A Stern wannabe.
That's exactly it. Well, that's the reason that there's a situation.
Well, Howard did invent that, didn't he, Anthony?
Do you know how pissed I was when he announced that? Like, oh, I'm being separated from my wife, Jackie. He announces it. Meanwhile, I'm already probably a month out of my house already. But I haven't said anything. On the air, you know, because I'm just, you know, wait for the right time. He announced it. I'm like, great. Now everyone's going to say I'm ripping off Howard. That's a little going to extreme, isn't it? See, maybe I could understand doing a wacky voice that I might have heard on the Stern show in the 80s. Billy West, genius. But I mean, no, I think that would be taken a little far if you're saying I'm breaking up with my wife because of Howard.
You should have said something earlier, though. Then we could have claimed that he was ripping you off.
Maybe we could go through some tapes of before Howard announced it and see if there was any signs.
Oh, there were signs.
See if there was any. There were signs. Me and Obi weren't speaking to each other.
There were. We were.
We were talking to each other.
Guys,
I know.
Guys don't even know the half of it.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's just a laugh riot.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Now, dude, you got to deal with, like, lawyers and stuff. You know how much fun we have with lawyers. Like, oh, dealing with your own is bad enough.
I think I'm involved with your situation.
But hers.
It's the feeling I'm getting with some of the stuff you told me in the office today.
Oh.
How did I get involved?
I don't know. I don't know.
How am I involved with your situation?
Oh, and then she goes out and gets that fat bastard lawyer. That's all I'll say.
I'll represent you.
Jesus Christ. I goofed on him on the E! Show. Now he's getting me back.
Third surprise of the show today. That's the biggest surprise.
Oh, Christ. Ooh, don't pick up two.
No?
No.
All right.
Not ready to drop that bombshell yet. This is a multifaceted assault.
Kelly!
Multi-pronged.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
I'm a phone sex operator. I wanted to offer you some phone sex since you don't have a relationship anymore.
Who's saying that?
Well, I think you are, but in code, the situation.
Well, Kelly, let's hear what you got.
Let's hear your stuff.
You can't say the dirty words.
I can't say the dirty words?
No, like substitute stupid words for that.
Right, like schlong and a member.
Yeah, things like that. No, all right, we'll give you all the code words. For the mail stuff?
Yeah.
Just say junk.
Junk.
For your, like, back door. Are you writing all this down? I'm serious.
I'm writing it down.
All right, for the back door, on you, because, you know, that should be part of your little fantasy here.
Sure.
Just say balloon knot.
Balloon knot.
You're writing all this down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the front door?
Yeah.
Refer to it as the whale's eye.
My front door?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your front door?
That's the junk.
That's the junk?
Yeah.
What about the things in between? Isn't that the junk?
Well, I mean, you could say the twigs and berries and all that. No, but just say your junk.
Your
I want to take your junk. You know
well,
what I'm
Anthony,
saying?
Well, Anthony, I want to take your...
You gotta... Boy, that's some foreplay there, huh?
You want there's foreplay?
There's a little touching.
You want some foreplay?
Nah, that's right. Put my junk in your mouth. You're right.
I'll come in and do the Tuesday Night Homework Club.
All right, we're calling you up, right? And we're spending a bloody fortune. Now get into it.
Well, if you're spending a bloody fortune, then you want me to put your junk in my mouth right away.
All right, but...
guys call me up and they get pissed.
This call is $9.95 per minute.
Get the voice going, though.
It is.
Yeah, you just sound like you're ragging. Go ahead, we're ready.
I'm not ragging. I really am a phone sex operator.
All right, we're ready for you.
Put on your phone sex voice.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go. Here we go.
Hi, Anthony. How are you today?
Very good.
You're very good?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take your clothes off for me?
Opie would look at me funny. I was sitting here naked.
Well, why doesn't Opie leave the room? Or he can take his junk out, too.
All right, let's just say I have my clothes off.
You have your clothes off for me?
Yes.
Ooh, why don't you sit in front of your computer screen for me?
And... It's right there in front of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you play with it for me? Your junk, that is, not the computer screen.
Oh, all of a sudden I was... going to my Internet Explorer web browser.
That was a bit confusing.
All right. Here we go. I have my hand on my junk.
Yeah.
Like the,
junk for me?
Like the water pump scene in the Helen Keller movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going at it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Whoa.
I want to see you shoot a big one for me today.
What, a moose?
You going to do that for me?
Oh, I thought we were hunting.
No, you going to shoot one for me today?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where do you like to shoot it?
Where?
Yeah. If I was there with you right now, where would you want to shoot it for me?
Put it this way, it would look like you had cataracts. The way you would see out of your eyes.
It would
look like you need the laser surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it would go.
Really?
Oh,
well, I like
forget
that.
About it.
Ooh, I could end up...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That's
great.
Is this too much for you?
No, it's just fine.
It's just fine?
Kelly, yeah. Can you work in the balloon knot?
The balloon knot?
Yeah.
Yeah, work in the balloon knot.
The balloon knot.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want you to bend me over.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I want you to put
you... You can't use descriptive terms.
Yeah, you got to use our code words.
Okay.
You can say junk.
Okay.
All right, so you could be talking about an old Chevy.
All right, so you're bent over.
I'm bent over.
Yeah.
You got your junk out still?
Oh, my junk is out.
Yeah, is it nice and hard
like
for me?
Fred Sanford's house. It's out. It's all
nice
over
and
the
hard
place.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Very difficult.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you stick it right inside that balloon knot of mine?
Really?
That nice, tight balloon knot. That's just stupid. That's not even sexy. You can't have phone sex and say balloon knot.
That does sound wacky, doesn't it?
It's just dumb.
It's just dumb. Look, she's getting all pissed off. All right, let's work the whale's eye into the situation.
Whale's eye, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Whale's eye, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's very wet right now.
Is it?
Very.
Well, it's a whale's eye. It's got to be wet.
It's a whale's eye. Exactly.
Yeah.
It would die on land.
All right, wait. Can we go back to the balloon knot?
Go back to the balloon knot?
Yeah, instead of saying balloon knot, use the word hoop.
Hoop?
Fur hoop.
Fur hoop?
Yeah.
Why fur? It's not furry.
Okay, leather Cheerio.
Leather Cheerio? Okay, baby.
All right, so now Ant's got his junk.
Yeah.
He's got his junk.
Okay.
And he's rubbing it right up against that leather Cheerio of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Right up against it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put it in there? You want to make me scream?
Are you clean?
Oh, yeah, baby. Very clean.
I hope so.
Doesn't look like a chocolate starfish.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
There's no chocolate involved here.
Okay.
Yeah, really. I don't want to get done and have it look like a fudgicle.
No, I don't partake in that.
That's good.
That's a whole different thing that guys call me up for, and that's really disgusting.
All right, could I? You know, I'm kind of getting into this. Can I add in, add my own fantasy?
Of course. Okay. You can say whatever you want.
All right, Kelly, you're laying down on the bed.
I'm laying down on the bed. I got my legs spread open. Can I say that?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're on your back.
Yeah.
You're completely naked.
Completely.
I got my junk out, right?
That's right.
I'm working my way up towards your head, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like I'm kneeling on the bed.
Right.
I'm working my way up right towards your head.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh. I take a
Yeah, baby, give it to me.
Look, she's got to go with it because it's a bump time. Yeah, give it to me. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they
take
say that.
Take a dump on my face.
They say that.
And do you just roll your eyes on the other end of the phone?
Oh, totally. I'm like sitting there eating Cheetos and they're talking about taking a dump on my face.
Yeah, I want to do that.
It's so disgusting.
I want to put a big Groucho Marx mustache on you.
No, like these guys call up and they have these fetishes with watching women like take a dump and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They must have seen our underground website.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're really sick.
Yeah.
Well,
Kelly,
did you ever get into phone sex, Anthony, though?
What, phone sex?
Yeah.
Oh, that old gag.
Yeah.
I tried it once, but the receiver got stuck in my ass. No. No, I'm not into phone sex or computer sex. Opie used to sit there for hours on the computer making like he was having sex with these chicks. My name is Janine, and I'm 18-year-old bi.
Yeah, you're talking to Ralph, and he's 65.
I don't like phone sex or computer sex. I like the sex.
Well, I like that, too, but sometimes you don't have a choice.
All right, Kelly. We're done with you.
Well, thank
you. Balloon on and your whale's eye.
Glad I could take a dump on your face.
Oh, I'm glad, too. It was very amusing.
Thanks for sharing your hoop with us.
Anytime, baby.
All right, Kelly.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Here she goes. Phone sex operator with a out-of-phone sex voice.
Hey, Taylor, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, Opie, you let the cat out of the bag like 2 weeks ago about Anthony.
What do you mean?
What did he say?
You guys were talking about getting busted with a hooker.
Yeah.
And you made a comment towards Anthony well, Anthony would know about that.
What? I never said that.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You guys
were talking about getting busted with, like, another woman or a hooker.
There's no hookers involved.
There's no hookers or getting busted or anything.
So, Anthony, you weren't busted with another chick?
No. That isn't what happened.
It's not what happened.
No.
No, it's much better than that.
It's much better than that?
Oh, yeah.
Anthony got busted with spaz?
You're on to us. Are you an ass?
We're just waiting for Anthony to decide what he wants to say.
Anthony got busted with the rock.
I want TSL. This is going to take a while.
All right.
Like a Sopranos in here.
Thank you, Taylor.
All right, later,
Ope. All right, man. I'll remember that. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
This is debauchery mania. Prostate exams for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. We're back. It's the Opie and Anthony show. It's FU Friday. Hey, Anthony controlling the FUs today, looks like.
What?
Me? Oh, yeah. No one's going to top your FU today.
Yeah, well.
Tom from Jersey writes, Opie, I got the LASIK surgery on my eyes a while back. When I opened them for the first time, the doc had his bill for the procedure for me to read. That was the scariest part of the operation right there. Everything else went fine. Go for it tomorrow. Thank you, Tom.
You are going tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh. God, it makes me, like, blink hard when I think about the
procedure?
The procedure.
With the slicer?
The procedure.
Hey, Matt, you're next on the show. What's up?
Opie and Anthony, you guys rule, bro.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. Yo, I got a good sex story. My friend used to do a lot of phone sex, and he met one of these chicks.
Yeah?
Ugly. No better way to describe this. Not ugly, as fat as could be.
Well, that's what a lot of them are. They just have to have a good voice, that's all.
You had a better goatee than I did, bro.
It's like the Aerosmith video.
He starts with the computer, trying to get on a computer with these chicks.
Yeah.
They get worse.
All right.
Worse.
Well, thank you, Matt.
All right, guys, you guys suck.
All right. Another girl wants to try it out here?
The helicopter was leaving the base.
Who's this?
This is a blonde girl.
A blonde girl?
Yeah.
All right. And what's going on?
Okay.
Well, I told Spaz that I was calling to have sex with Anthony, too. Actually, I rather said Opie, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Why are you, like, breathing heavy and stuff?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be talking to you.
So you want to have, like, the phone sex?
Sure.
Have some of the Opie.
Are you tired, Anthony?
Yeah, that last one just exhausted me.
I missed the tail end of it getting out of the car, but I guess it did.
I took a dump on her face. That's how it ended.
A bunch of people on the instant feedback said, you know, I was in the mood for sex tonight, and after hearing that lady, forget about it.
That really got me off.
Yeah, what can you do for us?
Well, you have to fill me in on the code words. I know that you're junk, but you have to fill me in on the code words.
All right, our stuff is our junk, okay?
Right.
Back door
is the balloon knot.
The balloon knot.
No, you can.
No, I don't like that term. That's just not going to do it for me.
All right, use hoop.
Okay.
Your hoop.
And the front's got to be the whale's eye, I guess.
No, that doesn't do it for me either.
Hatchet wound.
Hatchet wound. Yeah, that's a good one.
Can we stick to one word?
Yeah, you got to talk in the codes or they'll dump out of our show.
Right.
Your thatch. Your patch. Your, what can you call it?
I always said whale's eye.
She wants one word.
For lack of anything better, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
And your boobs are your knobs.
Okay.
All right, you got them written down?
Yep.
Okay, give it a shot.
And action.
Well, hold on. Well, who are we going with here?
Opie.
I have to get the visual.
Opie. Go with Opie.
What's the location?
What's the location? I'm on my couch.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling.
So you're calling, like, after the show?
Yeah.
Or before the show? Or before the operation?
Just whatever. Go ahead. Here I am. Waiting for you. Go ahead. Okay.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. All right. So, are you dressed?
Yeah, I'm dressed.
What are you wearing?
Boxer shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, aren't you kind of hot wearing those boxer shorts and a t-shirt?
Do you do this for a living?
Why?
Like, get into it.
Yeah, get dirty.
I'm a little nervous.
All right.
Okay.
Like, pull down my pants. Let's go.
All right.
What are you calling the switcher's phone service? Come on, whore, get into it.
Opie.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Put your junk to my world's eye. Hurry.
Why do I have to hurry?
Because I can't wait.
Turn over. I want your hoop. That sucked.
It's a joke.
All right, hold on. Hold on a sec. Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing?
Your husband thinks you should do phone sex? Why?
No, it's actually my husband's best friend.
Oh.
And
interesting.
It's funny because when the weather changes, my voice gets deeper, and he's in telecommunications, so usually when he calls me on his cell phone, my husband's best friend, and he's looking for my husband, it's like, hi, how you doing? Okay, all right, bye, okay. Well, when the weather changes and my voice gets very deep, it's like, hi, how you doing? Oh, wow, it's so nice to talk to you. And he won't hang up. And it's like the longest conversation I've ever had with him.
Because he obviously likes guys.
Well.
With your voice getting deeper and stuff.
Yeah.
So, right. He always said that I should do 976 numbers. We can make a lot of money.
Are you going to try out and do it here now for us?
I don't know.
Give it a try.
Okay.
All right. Bring.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I'm a 35-year-old virgin.
Oh, you're a virgin.
I've never seen a hoop before or a whale's eye.
You've never seen a hoop?
No, and I've never gotten a Hummer, and I've never touched a woman's knobs, ever.
Oh, my goodness.
What can you do for me? I'm very nervous.
You're very nervous?
I have my junk out right now.
Well, you should just relax.
I'm manipulating my junk, and I'm thinking of your hoop.
You're thinking of my hoop. Well, have you ever played basketball? You could do a slam dunk.
Oh, really? In your hoop?
Yes.
Can I do that?
Oh, yes. But don't touch us. Oh, no. Is your junk out? Fully out?
It's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have trouble with your premature, junculation. So don't get me too hot.
Get you too hot?
Yes. Or my couch will look like I dropped a glazed donut on it.
Well, I think what you should do is just close your eyes, lean back, and think of my hoop.
Boy, that is a tough job, huh?
It is.
Well, you gave it a great shot, though, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
She's all upset.
She's all upset.
Came this close to this.
They're being polite.
Phone sex. No girls can really do that.
Hey, Chris, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you going to bang the radio chick, man?
Yeah.
All right. You're my hero, man.
No.
She's got some great pictures on the WNEW website we were checking out today.
I can't wait to get home, man.
Holy cow.
I think the Mad Dog's going to get divorced now just to, get his rating up.
We got to get married, Maggie. I can't love that bitch anymore. I'm out of here.
Maybe you can make a trade, Mad Dog.
Make a trade?
Right.
We'll put them all in a hat and pick names.
All right, let's take a break. Actually, Bella is as bummed as we are. Bella.
Yes?
What's up?
Oh. How you doing?
All right.
Listen, I cannot believe these women are talking to you, and they sound horrible.
Yeah, they do.
Horrible, and I apologize. I'm sorry that you're going through what you're going through. I feel terrible.
Don't.
Wow, I feel bad. But listen, they're not saying the mood right for you to have phone sex.
No.
You got to let them take control and tell you to sit back and relax and let them do all the work. You just sit and listen to them and let them seduce you.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, let's say they're, let me say, okay, do it like this. Come into the shower and, we get all together and, you just put body to body, breast to breast, your hand seducing all over mine, mine all over yours. And that's how you gotta do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that you just trying to do it? It wasn't working very well.
No. You don't have to try doing anything if it happens.
All right, Bella.
Am I?
Yeah, that's a help.
Well,
all right, I don't want to piss these women off. No one's heard it right.
No, absolutely not.
And they're getting mad as we hang up on them. Michelle, what's up?
Do you need your wife back.
Do
you
need
your
wife
back?
Yeah, sure.
They're hard.
Yeah, it's the ones that aren't talking I'm after.
This is horrible. These women are embarrassing. Everyone, I can't even believe it.
All right, Michelle. There's more we got to get to. Thank you.
Right.
Bye. She's laughing. Now, everybody emailing and just saying, this is some of the worst phone sex I've ever heard.
I know, Denise.
Since I got drunk and called my cousin by accident.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Denise?
Hi, my name is Denise. I want to have phone sex with Anthony.
Okay.
Hi, Anthony. As soon as you hang up the phone, I'm going to come into the studio. I'm going to take down your pants.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'm just going to start licking up and down the side.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to start fondling your cojones. And then after that, I'm just going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm.
Then after that, I'm going to get naked in front of you. I'm going to kill my exes. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill my hoop.
Oh, she's going to feel her hoop focus.
No, I'm going to kill my own.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
okay.
And then after that, I don't know. I guess I'll leave it up to what you want one.
The jackhammer.
The jackhammer.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want, baby.
You moaning stuff?
Oh, God, love
you. Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. Was that good?
Very good.
And she snaps right out of it.
I know.
Well, I don't know how long I'm supposed to do this. I don't want to get bored. I don't want to get you guys bored.
No, that was
like
great.
Like the other girls. I figure every guy loves a hummer. Why not do that?
At least, yeah, you had your clothes off and you were diddling your balloon knot and like giving a hummer.
All right, Denise, thank you.
Thank you.
Bravo. Jennifer, what's going on?
Hey, guys. You remember me?
Hang up.
Oh, no, no, no. So we had to do it for a little bit.
She's over the neck.
Oh, stop.
You do this for a living?
Yes, I do.
And
yes, I do.
And what's going on with these other girls? They're just not getting it done?
They're not getting it done, baby. You need someone to take care of you right now.
Yeah. You know
F all that BS and, oh, lie back. And, please, get to it.
All right, do you know all the code words?
I got that little brown-eyed Susan waiting for you.
Yeah.
Nice and looped up with some KY.
Yeah.
Just get a hold of your, can I call it unit? Want your unit, OP. Want to get it nice and hot. Get that sucker nice and wet. Like, just slide it up. I'll even help you out and reach back there and pry it open. And don't worry, sweetie, it's clean. 3 enemas a week keeps me clean. And Anthony, you can come around in front. Put me on a rotisserie.
Oh, God. Can't wait.
Yeah. Listen, you're junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're pretty good. Talk about your hoop a little more.
Talk about my hoop a little more.
Yeah.
I got it nice and dilated, nice and stretched. Because I will admit I had a little something going on back there a couple of days ago, so it's prepped and ready. I sit there and slot one right in that whale's eye, have it looking at the picture. I even got a tattoo back there that says Attaboy.
Jesus.
So what do you say?
Wow, you're pretty good.
Yeah. Kind
of easy pass lane on our butt cheek.
Let's hear the grand finale.
You want to hear the grand finale? You want me to simulate a little, you know?
Sure, go ahead. Little off.
Like your, how did Jay say it? Putting a map of Hawaii on my butt?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right.
We're going to town. What does it sound like?
Oh, yeah. The spot. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm there. Oh, man. Oh, that's a big grab.
You're the best so far.
I'm gonna do it. Ain't gonna be a proper voice, so let's do it.
I wish his phones worked, man. I would have liked to have heard that, but I think you got the idea.
Very good.
Holy jeez. All right, now we're having, like, phone sex lady wars. Now Karen's on line 9. She's pissed off because she goes, that last one was not a phone sex.
Well, everyone that says the other one sucked,
yeah,
sucked just as bad.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break and we'll talk to Karen next.
We'll be in on the
video. Come on, those guys are fast!
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Hey, a lot of people bummed at our last segment.
Well, girls calling up at that phone sack and it sucked.
Yeah. Chris, what's up?
Hey, you guys are killing me. You guys are severely tweaked. I'm going to have to be on Viagra for the rest of my life after those three girls, please.
They sucked, right?
Big time.
The last one.
God, I got a permanent limpy.
The last
one. What are you guys doing to me?
The last one was pretty good. No?
I'm like a porno.
All right.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Todd, you're next. What's up? Hey, Todd. Todd? We lose Todd, we lost Todd. All right. Karen, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
That last one was okay, except for who the hell works the word enema into that conversation? Just off the top. I mean, you would have just lost it right there anyway.
I want to be close to the point where after the enema she has explosive diarrhea. Now that really gets me hot.
Oh, my God. And not for nothing, I've known something was up with you and your situation for
the
months
situation.
Now.
You're
I don't have a clue.
Smart.
Especially back when Rick was getting married and all the marital stories. The fact that you weren't saying anything.
Oh, look at that. People are picking up on the fact that I didn't comment.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't risk to run away. You're screaming.
I'm sure you were doing him a service. But, hey, good luck to you.
It shows
the world is... You know, there's plenty of girls out there that are going to enjoy you when you're available. So
you know, you ever hear
care.
That? The world is my oyster.
That's
Opie.
It.
The
I'm
world is my bearded clam.
If I wasn't married, I'd be there for you, babe. But,
hey, look at that.
All right, Karen, thank you.
Take care. I love yourself.
Jesus Christ.
It just proves that you really don't like Rick, our producer, because he didn't give him any advice when he was getting married.
Hell no.
He wanted him to find out for himself 10 years down the road.
Well, look, it works for some people, I guess. You know, might work for you someday.
Oh, yeah. I'm just jumping right into it, ain't I?
Opie with a 20-volume prenup.
That word entered my vocabulary today. Danielle.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm sorry, but those girls suck. I could do so much better than any of those girls did.
All right, well, let's hear something.
Okay. All right, I got to get ready for the embarrassing. Okay, who am I doing, Opie or Ant?
Well, the last girl did me, so you can do Ant.
Okay, Ant, ready? Okay, open up your pants, please. Let me see your junk. Oh, it's so hard. Just so bad. Can you feel how wet my eye is now?
Your what?
My eye, my whale's eye.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to be doing that surgery on your eye the old-fashioned way.
Well, I was trying to say, you know. I want you to get your junk.
My junk.
It's just so good. It's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, work it faster.
Oh, my God.
You
want to
touch my hoop?
Oh, my God. This is great. Yeah.
Oh, going to my hoop.
Oh, Opie, this is great.
Oh, it's so
oh AOL's doing
really?
So well in after hours trading. Oh, my God. Opie.
Okay, you ruined it. Now I'm done. Now I'm done. Now better.
That was good.
Okay, thanks.
We're getting there.
Hi.
Can you tell we have nothing to talk about today?
Yeah.
Steve, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, these girls got to go. Put on a Gary Coleman phone sex. I think he'll do a hell of a
yeah,
better
at
job.
Least they could show the girls how it's really done.
I'm going to crawl up you with my little body.
There it is.
On my choo-choo train set where my engineer hat.
All right, we'll find the Gary Coleman sex tape.
Anthony might like it. It's a guy.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, I like little black fidgets that nail me. You're on to me, Steve. Ooh.
All right, Steve.
Bye.
We got to find the Gary Coleman phone sex tapes. Rich, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, O&A, what's happening?
How much?
How you doing?
How you doing? All
right, check this out. A while back, I'm on one of those talk shows. The subject was phone sex operators. And a lot of these ladies do it right from their house to get a sex with phone sex. So, her husband did a girl's voice really well. So this guy is a Marine, too. He's an ex-Marine now. He did the girl's voice on a phone sex line for over a year. And the freaking guys would call him, regular callers and everything. Over a year, this guy did this. I just wonder how many fags are out there that they don't even know they're homos. Talking to the freaking guy.
The guy did the girl's voice.
The guy did the girl's voice. He did it on the show, and I gotta tell you, he's probably the better than that.
Right.
I mean, it's too much.
All right.
You guys rock.
Thank you. Better. Peter says he can do better phone sex than the girls.
Oh, Peter.
Oh, Garrett.
Yeah.
What are you doing to me? Anthony.
Huh?
You remember Miss Kaczynski in Elwood Junior High?
Kaczynski,
the English teacher.
I remember Miss Taylor.
No.
She was the hot English teacher in Elwood.
No. Kaczynski was about 5 foot nothing, weighed, I don't know, 210 pounds.
Oh.
Next time you're having sex, you think of her, baby.
All right, Peter.
Opie.
Yeah.
Be good to Anthony, all right?
We are.
Yeah.
Gee, see how the listeners get... No, no, you don't understand.
What?
See, they're calling up going, be good to Anthony, be nice, be... You don't understand. I'm ecstatic. I'm a happy man.
Anthony, say hi to Dawn.
All right, man.
See ya.
Oh. Well, because you haven't, like, really shared yet, Ed.
No.
We're giving you time. You'll share, but you're not sitting here bummed today, are you?
No, not at all.
All right. Christina, what's up?
Hey, I would like to try to get Anthony phone sex.
Oh, my God. Look at the email. Please, God. Oh, please, please, Jesus, sweet God, make it stop. I want laser surgery on my ears, people are saying. God, all these women suck.
They really do.
China gets me more excited than this. These girls suck. Get Jay Moore in for phone sex. And you're still on the phone.
We're listening to you, Christina. Who are you there with?
Huh?
Who are you there with?
I'm here with my boyfriend in the car.
Well, how are you going to do the phone sex with your boyfriend there?
Because actually, he just picked me up. I was waiting on the corner. I was walking in another car. He picked me up after I parked it. And I was complaining because I am, again, one of the girls who was thinking that all the girls were stuck. So I hope that I don't suck.
All right, well, give us a little.
Okay, is it okay if I make it for Anthony? Because I kind of like Anthony's boy.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that I would definitely want you to imagine being there. And a little white neck or something. And imagine that you were there for your neck. And putting it through. Putting my hands on your shirt. And your chest is there. And my hands down my side. And my head a little back.
Please stand away from the train into the station. There's little pieces of
ivory on that one.
Yeah,
we are done with that.
Me, Polish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
All right, we obviously need to take a musical break, Anthony.
All right.
And we'll be back. It's FU Friday. Keep those coming in, all right? Let's change the subject, though. No more phone sex.
Yeah, please. It ain't working.
That went horribly wrong today. Crank it up. It's Metallica. 1027 WNEW. wrong. Okay. I'm testing you bastards.
See if you're still hanging out.
See, now everyone who just turned the dial, Anthony, because we started music, they're now going to miss Jay Moore live from L.A.
Yes.
Jay!
This is Tom Likas, and I molest children. I'm about as funny as a sinking school bus. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, man. Hey, Jay.
I have a special request.
Yeah.
I'm calling just so you'll play Real World Midget Tennis.
Oh, really?
Before you get up here.
I want to hear it over the phone.
Yeah, get that.
I pimped it to all my friends in New York. I'm telling you, you guys are blowing up. My boy, Mike DiNicola.
Yeah.
He's a comic. He's actually opening for me when I go back to the world. And, you guys will see him then. I told him, I go, you got to hear Real World Midget Tennis.
There goes the Midget. I'm in show business. Well, the circus, anyway. I'm in show business, and we're all, who cares? Let's put the rocks at people with started.
All right, we'll play that. Hey, Jay.
You will today?
Yeah,
I almost just said the big F-bomb. You're the greatest.
Right after we talk to you. Now, Jay, sorry to take you away from all your Hollywood auditions.
All right, Rascal, February 10th and 11th. Go ahead.
All right, very good, very good.
Anything popping up for as far as movie roles?
I'm freezing cold. I'm thinking of doing porno.
Oh, for that? Come on.
Because at least I get my face on the box and above the title.
I got a porno right in front of me called Angry Anal.
I saw that. You know what? It's not as good as the book.
It's not as angry.
The book was prolific. It's like a sweeping, you know, it was an epic.
Yeah.
Whereas just Angry Anal, the movie, I don't know, it's too many camera tricks, not enough pop shots.
I like this one. I have some of the things. Shy amateurs turn into raging hose monsters. Paisley enjoys a hot beef injection.
Hot beef injection.
Paisley Hunter, April Diamond.
Never heard of them. Yeah. Oh, they're amateurs. That's
yeah, it's amateurs.
They only know the big stars.
Watch these beautiful amateur babes get porked for the very first time.
Yeah, you know what amateur is? That's code word. You know what amateur means? Yeah. Skinny with no ass.
You're right.
Ugly, skinny girls that don't shave. No triangular mohawks. Looks like Abraham Lincoln.
All right, Jay, here's why we're really calling you.
Yeah, you guys come down today. What's wrong?
Oh, there's a lot.
Well,
there's a couple things we need to talk to you about. And you want to fill him in on your thing or no?
No,
I don't know.
Well,
Jay's input on this whole thing.
Jay's input would be pretty bad.
Well, now you brought it up, you have to.
He'll start saying stuff.
You don't know about
I can't afford to have on the air at this juncture.
No, I won't. Come on, talk to me. You can't say it, should I tell you? No, I can't. You got to talk to me.
We'll tell you off air. And it's not like, you know, because we told the listeners already, but Ant just doesn't trust what you would say.
Jay
just knows some stuff that I don't want him blurting out over the air.
Okay, why don't we play a little test?
Okay.
Let's play Let's Trust Jay. And people know for all time if I'm a good guy or if I'm a prick.
Yeah, but see,
I know you're a good guy.
You need to get us back because of that whole camera incident.
I got this bag. I broke the camera. Yeah. I'm talking about the camera. I broke it over my knee like my dad breaking a harmonica.
All right, just remember, we had nothing to do with that still.
When I was 6 years old, my sister wouldn't give me my harmonica. I had a banana harmonica.
Yeah.
Shaped like a banana. Didn't have to be long. Give me my harmonica. And I sat up there like a sniper, like a Viet Cong sniper for like an hour and a half. And she came out of her door an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and I just boomeranged it and cracked it off her skull from the top of the stairs. And my dad grabbed it and crushed it under his feet. No more banana harmonicas in this house.
And what was the point of that story?
I'm opening up to you. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could get you in trouble.
Tell the listeners,
look,
first of all, I already know innately that if you don't want me to blur it out, as soon as it comes out of your mouth.
Oh, okay. No, well, you know, I've been married for like 9 years.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not. I'm not going to look.
Well, I got some pictures on the chat.
Oh. Is that good news for you?
It wasn't the Daily News. No, that's very good news.
Oh, well, okay.
And it wasn't the Daily News of the Post.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And look at Jay. He just got married a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be fun.
It is fun. I like being married.
See, obviously, he's right there.
No, she doesn't. She actually got through the sleep.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right, so that's what
I think I'm going to blur it out.
I know, Jay. Oh, yeah, just buckling.
No, I'm being handsome.
Well,
how old are you?
Let's just say.
How many kids do you have?
None.
Thank the Lord that you don't have any children to get sucked into a mess and it happened when it happened. And you move on, my friend.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Jay Moore test right there, my friend.
Very good.
You are going to be some sensitive jerk.
No, I didn't care about sensitivity.
I know what you're saying. I thought you didn't know you're a member of Mantle.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag now.
A card-carrying member. Laminated card.
I guess we'll...
Anthony went out and had his penis laminated today.
Yeah, that's on the same day.
What did his penis look like? I don't know. It was laminated. It was Scotch guarded.
So that's...
For her pleasure.
So we have that going on today, Jay.
Yeah, that was a fun feature.
Now the
there's a downer in the studio, and I wish I was there with Brewer, and the two of us could make everybody happy.
Now we'll be all right.
Wasn't a downer.
Yeah, we've had an okay show. So
no,
we've been having
fun. Just the vibe is just kind
of
down.
There is a bit of fear.
Yeah,
because of part two.
Yeah, you're sensing fear.
Oh, part two, yeah. Well, you know what?
No, you don't even know what part two. It's totally different from
part two. Has to do with the half-breed, Samoan.
Yeah, now listen.
Oh, I think the part two of divorce.
No.
Scary, too.
Jay, divorce? Is that what you thought we were talking?
All right, Jay, listen to me. How much money is it going to take to fly you to New York City next Thursday?
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
I think I'm...
For the love of God, help out your pals, please.
I don't know if I'm available. I honestly don't know if I'm available because
We figured we'd ask. And
wait, that's at the Super Bowl, is it?
No. The reason?
Hold on, don't tell me the reason yet because I don't want to be influenced one way or the other.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the honest, the goods here.
Okay.
There's an award show called the Satellite Awards, and I'm nominated for, I don't even know what they are, but I got nominated for Best Actor in the show.
Very good. How could a show win
that
might
be Thursday.
Okay. It's been canceled. Didn't that suck?
Will you have a cell phone with you so you can maybe call in the show?
That I could promise you as your friend.
Okay. And we'll tell you why.
All right. First of all, everyone lighten the heck up. Jesus, is there a gas leak? The listeners are like, geez, Louise.
Well, no, what happened? We had some type of phone sex segment that just went horribly wrong.
Mike DiNicola told me it was awful. He said he called his grandparents and gotten off.
Yeah.
Grandma, what are you wearing? Oh, just some panties and a map of Hawaii right down the corner.
Well, a bunch of people called and said, you know, the Jay Moore gay phone sex was more of a turn on, just to give you an idea.
Yeah, everybody.
Even the gay, they like gay phone sex better than bad straight phone sex.
Yeah.
Even the heterosexual men.
Yeah, it was that bad, though. So,
where'd you get this shit?
They were just on the phone.
Actually, one wants to have phone sex with you, and then we'll get back to our problem. Hold on a sec here.
Let's get you on with Carmen. Carmen! Hey, Carmen.
Hi, guys.
You're on with the very famous Jay Moore, live from Hollywood.
Absolutely great.
Sexy voice.
Thank you.
What are you, about 65 years old?
Not even, baby.
Chain smoker?
Not at all.
You just have a smoky voice?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Everybody absolutely loves my voice. They love a lot of other things that I can do, too.
What? Like what? Hold on, let me get ready.
You're getting ready for me, Jay.
I gotta take the acorn out. All right, looks like an elephant with a bad haircut. You're gonna change that, aren't you?
Jay, take your junk out for me, baby.
Junk out? Candy bar?
Work on it. Big time for me. But first, don't wait to put it up to my mouth.
Saying she sounds like Triple H from WWF. Yeah, there was some man in your voice, Carmen. Yeah.
Well,
no,
sorry,
I just
thought there was. But
how old are you, Carmen?
I'm 29.
Where do you live?
I live in Lodi, New Jersey.
Lodi.
Lodi.
That's right, Lodi.
Lodi.
Is it for a living?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't know. I enjoy such a lot.
I mess all over the place. Not only do I have a map of Hawaii, I got the Falkland Islands. And, I got the Dominican and Haiti, too. The line down the middle for some reason.
All right.
I'm glad I could help you, baby.
Well, thank you, Carmen.
You're very welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you on the February 10th and 11th.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
And Rascals, you can go there.
Nice.
I'll bring you up on stage. You can open for me. And have the whole audience whack off. 400 people beating their meat.
Sticky situation, Jay.
Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes, Carmen, everyone.
Hey, was that John Rocker? Be honest.
All right, so, Jay, here's the deal.
Wait, I thought that was the deal.
Not
the bonus?
Well, that was just like, you know, trying to help you out because you're a pal. The Rock is coming in Thursday for round two.
With who, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The WWF called us today.
And what, he's mad? He wants to, what, how did the WWF present it? He wants to come in to, defend himself or just get on the offensive?
They really didn't say much of anything. They just said, you want to what did they say?
You want to continue this.
You want another shot at him.
Another shot at him. And he'll discuss it further.
And believe me, he left really pissed. This isn't like a wrestling angle or something.
Right.
He was authentically pissed off. So
maybe he should hire some armed security guards.
But, yeah, but we don't want to come off sounding like pussies, you know? But when he's in here, we might be pussies.
No.
Because he's huge. That's why we want to fly in, man.
Yeah, why? So all 160 pounds of me could defend you against an animal?
Yes, yes. See, you don't care.
I'm like a half-breed on national radio.
You're either very self-confident or extremely stupid. So we could depend on you to, like, draw away the attention from us.
You'll be our blocker.
You'll
I
say
would wait
something.
For, what is he, Spaz? What is the guy called?
Spaz?
The guy with the website.
Sick Boy?
I would, like, wait for him to be just whacking on Sick Boy.
I don't think...
Then one of you guys would be like, hey, take it easy. And then when he looked up, I'd, like, hit him over the head with a brick. And then I'd run out of the room.
Or a chair or something, right?
Or what?
A chair.
No, he's used to the chair.
Yeah.
He knows how to take the chair.
Yeah. You wrestled, though, right?
Yeah, but I wrestled, like, where you weren't allowed to elbow the guy in the chop.
Oh, that real wrestling.
Yeah, that guy's arm is the size of my chest.
Yeah.
I'll call in. I think...
Oh, I'm sure that'll help the situation.
No, listen to me.
We do have the tape of you calling him a half-breed 100 times.
Yeah, that's fine. That's complete parody. I can take that into the courtroom. That's fine. That's like, you know, Larry Flint naked pictures of, like, Hillary Clinton.
Right. Yeah.
That's complete parody. Come on. It's not my fault to get a half-breed. What is he, Samoan and, like, and Cucamonga?
No, he's Samoan and black.
Oh, jeez. Oof.
And written on
what state could be worse?
Written on Sick Boy's website was he's Samoan and black. He doesn't know when whether he breaks into a house whether to steal the jewelry or eat something like. That.
Well, he's not Puerto Rican. He's got that going for him.
Just made fun of my girlfriend.
Girlfriend's Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
I don't know why he gets there with Texas.
No, that's not me. That's me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Opie.
You guys sound... Opie, like, never speaks.
No, I've been speaking
the
whole time.
And then when you do, you sound like Anthony.
I've been speaking the whole time.
Oh, I thought you were Anthony.
No, we thought we had Chris Watt.
I was like, wow, Anthony. But Opie, like, when I'm in studio, Opie, like, just sits back a lot. He's like a little pimp. Just sits in the back.
Little pimp.
Sits back, takes back, get that Midwest... A nice boy look. And then he's, at the end of the day, he like, just takes the earphones off, and he's like, peace, I'm out of here.
See ya.
Yeah, you guys did all the joking and giggling, and I got all the money.
It's like, I'm out of here.
My name's first.
There you go.
I'll call, but I think you guys should have, like, an armed security guard in the
yeah.
building.
Well, a lot of people have suggested that, Jay.
Because if these guys, hypothetically, if these guys happen to do steroids, or something. He could, like, you know, he could bust a roid or bust a nugget in his head and just start, you know, breaking up the joint. And you guys can't escape.
No, we're done.
The guy comes in with, like, God forbid he comes in with Jasmine St. Clair, he blocks the door.
Well, we're thinking of just putting him in another studio and doing it that way. But, you know, there'll be a couple locked doors between us.
You guys are pretty naive to think you're just not going to fall
in. Well,
I know a lot of cops around the job.
We got a few in the studio today.
Hey, guys?
You look fine.
Not really, that's the problem.
I know you guys are better than I was. Ron Knight and Billy Mack, Billy McClellan, you guys are like big boys. Pat Phil.
Yeah.
No, all these guys. They've been a boy in the rough for 38 and a half.
Yeah.
These are good guys.
All right. Well, write it on your calendar. You got to call us Thursday.
What do you want me to say?
You know what to say. You just
what's up, half-breed?
Yeah, say whatever you want
to
say.
How much money do you... All right, you asked how much do you have to pay me to fly me out?
Yeah.
I got a different question.
Okay.
How much money for me to open by going, what's up, half-breed?
Oh, maybe we could do that at the end of the interview.
No, I'm going to open with it for $5,000.
Yeah, if you do it here live, that's something. But if you're going to do
it... Oh, you know what? You're right.
If you're going to do it from L.A., I mean, you're just...
I'm my home with my .357 Magnum in my drawer.
You're just selling us down the river if you do it from L.A.
I know. No, then I'm getting you guys out of the river, because then you can just... The entire conversation, you can be like, what was with Jay Moore? He called you half free. Anyway...
All right. Well, just give us a call Thursday.
I'm pretty sure I cannot come, but there's no place I'd rather be than in the Opie and Anthony studio. Those of you that are new to the program, I don't know if you guys got a copy of the numbers or what lately, but you guys are making waves all the way out here. I got my boys calling me up like, do you listen to Opie and Anthony? I'm like, Opie and Anthony, I got them started.
You ass.
I take all credit. I'm like, I remember when they were just kids in Boston. I took them out of Nick's in Boston. I groomed them. I taught Anthony how to play guitar so he could do those stupid songs.
All right, Jay.
I brought Anthony to I brought Opie to Puerto Rico and his girlfriend.
There you go. You've done everything for us.
You ever been to Puerto Rico?
No, not yet.
Too many Puerto Ricans. They're there all year. I don't know how I can afford it. That's a Don Gavin joke. You know Don Gavin?
I've heard that guy.
He's like the funniest Boston comic that ever lived.
Yeah.
Because I'd come back from Puerto Rico. Too many Puerto Ricans. They're down there all year. I don't know how I can afford it. The background's laughing. See, now it's a happy studio again.
Of course.
That lady was incredible.
We've had a good week.
That lady was great.
Yeah, Carmen was good. She
had her back.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break.
But what if she shows up and she looks like, you know, Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
You know what she looks like?
No clue. We didn't ask her.
Oh, you can't know anymore.
You never know. Best just leave the fantasy.
I will call Thursday, but someone's going to call me and remind me to call Thursday because I'm retarded.
Yeah, Rick will make sure you're on the phone with us.
Buddy Rick.
We'll just go like, oh, wow, look, Jade checking in from L.A. What a surprise, you know?
Yeah, I'll be like, why'd you get so mad after
you? There you go. And then you guys could go at it for a little while.
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to save it for Thursday because I want you guys to have good radio.
Yeah, save your...
Because you do it anyway. But you promised me Midgettown, USA.
Oh, where is that? All right, we got it. I don't know.
And this goes out to Mike DiNicola.
You just said it.
He just broke his ankle or something, and he's laid up.
All right, you just said it. I'm going to play it.
February 10th and 11th of the Rascals.
All right.
And the 12th and 13th.
Jay Moore, everyone. Here's Midgettown. All right, should we play the Metallica song now that Jay Moore's back off the phone?
Yeah, we kind of interrupted. For sure. Alex got pissed.
All right. We're coming back to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show Today. Could be interesting. Here's Metallica. 1027 WNEW. Quick musical break there. Metallica, Wherever I May Roam. We're just about out the door for another week. A wild week of shows, huh, Ant?
Yeah.
It's time to play a quick round of What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show Today.
You know what I learned?
What?
I learned something, actually.
Okay.
The radio chick's got boobs, and she's not afraid to show them.
Yes.
On the website.
Those pictures are really good.
You check that out?
WNEW.com. Check out the pictures of the radio chick. We're very, very impressed. We just hope she starts coming to work looking like that. Well, she doesn't have to dress up for anyone around here, so we see her with the baseball cap and stuff.
Sure.
You know, she covers up those hooters of hers. Did you even think she was stacked like that, Ant?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And a couple of sweaters she's worn, you could kind of see past her in the hall. It's like, oh, look at that.
Well, on the latest pictures, I mean, one of her boobs is basically out there for everyone to see. Very nice. Check them out for yourself. All right, let's start this off here with Andrew. Andrew!
Yeah?
What'd you learn on the show today?
Two words.
All right.
Three nuts.
Very good. Bravo. Everyone should learn those two words.
Definitely.
Prenup. Very good, Andrew.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Craig, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you guys, you must be a bunch of real pussies.
Why?
You guys are seriously scared of this guy, The Rock.
None.
Give me a break.
Honestly, not really.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to come in there and he's going to say his piece. And you guys are going to
finally. Is this what we learned on the show today, Opie?
Why are you not pretending to be
you either learn something.
That's what I learned.
Well, we'll find out next Thursday.
Yeah.
You got some things you want to tell us. And he's got some things he wants to tell us, I guess. So we're a little nervous.
Yeah, of course, the way he left. But we'll find out what happens Thursday.
He wouldn't chance doing anything, but that's what I learned. I learned that you guys are not as bald as I thought you were.
When have we ever gotten on the air and said we're a couple of ballsy guys? We're always saying we're a couple of pussies.
That's right.
All right,
man. You confirmed it. Thanks.
Thank you.
What a mess today was.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. John, what'd you learn on the show today?
Yeah. Opie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I called before, back when you did the Corky Howard thing, right? I remember saying that Anthony was going to divorce his wife, that he wasn't going to 5 years. And I'm right. But that really sucks, Anthony.
No, that's cool.
You know?
No.
We all feel for it.
What are you talking about?
You
love
this
place.
It's
going to be
flowers.
It makes me feel a little weird
because
it all came down.
Why do people just say it? I feel like it just happened to
some people actually have, you know, parties.
My penis is free.
Just the free of its bond.
Let my penis go.
All right. Hey, Joe. What's on the show today?
I learned Anthony's mouth food is double steam and the other bump. Hey, Anthony.
They're doing a show where they're finding a
book. All right. Well, I need tunnel damnation, guys.
All right. Thank you. Billy, you're next. What do you learn on the show today?
Well, we have this. Two things. If I ever call a phone sex number, it's got to be Jay Moore, because he does it better than anybody.
All right.
That's a good line. The other one is next week, the Speaky of Line. Thank you, guys.
Well, we got to figure out, you know, some security. We're thinking of just having a call, you know, calls on the phone from upstairs. You know, we're going to have a bunch of guys. We're just going to have a bunch of guys. We're just going to deal with it.
All right.
I think that was the only funny thing we did today.
All right, Billy. All right.
Hey.
Morning.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
All right.
Listen, I think the L-Tex might be called on Monday the Mr. Magoo and Anthony show.
No, you've got to be new. I'm
going to go play tomorrow.
Later.
And spring forward. It'll still
happen. All right, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
What a cereal is. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
The lucky cereal, the hoop, the process, there you go.
Great stuff.
Bunch of turns that you take home with you tonight.
Later.
Thank you, man. Matt, what's up?
Hey, I learned that I never met Bobby Chuck with the road because he's going to come back to haunt us.
He's not going to come back to haunt us. You think he's going to come in here and have his way with us?
Yeah, he might be a little pissed.
Well, he should be pissed. We have goofed on him pretty good since he's been gone.
You guys should play the songs when he's walking in.
Oh, my God. What songs? What songs? We don't have those songs anymore, do we?
Oh, no. It'd be crazy to play those.
Yeah. We can't even find it, see? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace.
Do we have it?
Okay.
We're not brave enough to play with as he walks in the door. Picture, can you actually look over at that shit? Picture him looking exactly like he did. I mean, really get into the mood.
Yeah, I know people are saying.
And then play that song and imagine what his face would look like when that's being played.
Can we get out the window fast enough?
Hell no. Yeah, I'd rather take my chances on a 10-story plummet on your 50-story
apartment. Yeah, this is what I'll promise you and the listeners.
Don't make any promises,
we'll,
man.
We'll have that in the CD player.
And if we're just, if we're feeling it, I will push the button for us. It'll be the last button either one of us pushes, but...
No, look, it'll be right here, man.
That is the atom bomb.
And it'll just be in the CD player waiting.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yo, B, that's my word.
That's my OD impression.
How are you?
I learned today that if you're famous and you got 20 chick chances, that's the end of the house. How come you want to handle a situation? I'm going to see Adam Saturday night. I wonder, does he do magic to make my wife disappear?
You'll love him, man. We saw him last night.
I want to get in the radio. I want to get in the radio so I can have 20 chicks. So it'd be a heck of a lot easier for me to handle a situation.
I think we're just about done. Thank God. All right, what's up?
Hey, O&A.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, the thing I learned today was that free phone sex isn't necessarily good phone sex. But I got to tell you, while you guys are on vacation, your best of stuff was playing, and with the stuff that's been playing here the last few days, I laughed so hard, my sides hurt. And I'll tell you, if radio was always this much fun, they would have probably never bothered to go to TV.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks. Well, he's a fan of the show. Look at that.
It makes us feel better because we know we're a little off today, actually.
Really?
I think so.
A little distracted. Affecting the show.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
It was affecting the show?
Well, it was making some good radio. It just wasn't good.
Like, funny radio.
Some of the things were funny.
Wait till future episodes. This is like an underlying storyline. You're going to love.
It's like a new season on the Opie and Anthony Show.
New storylines and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
New season.
Okay.
Like NYPD Blue.
So I'm going to have to wait like once a week to get more updates from you?
Like NY Pool Blue.
It'd be great.
All right, with that, let's get the hell out of here.
Probably ought to be happy to.
Yeah.
Come on, who will meet me down in the parking garage? Another stack of papers. Probably about today's show.
Do you realize how many situations we got to deal with?
I know, there's just situations.
You got one more than me.
Yeah,
we have a
couple.
We have different situations going on here. Some concern both of us, some concern one of us.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of situations floating around our desk lately.
God, who knew? You know, who knew it comes down to like this?
If we get a couple
more... You got a popular little radio show, and all of a sudden you have a bunch of situations.
If we get a couple more situations, there's going to be no more show because we're going to spend all our time in courts.
Dealing with situations.
Right. All right, let's get out of here. Keith the Cop came by and he brought us some beer, so we're going to go. We're going to go in our office there.
Just testing a couple.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday or two, all right?
Later.
All right. I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony. Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.